What's poppin'? Drew and Mike show's here for Wednesday with Mark, Maz, Brandon, Zooves, and of course we are on Facebook Live.
Hello, everybody.
Let the snarky comments begin.
Don't forget Layla's here.
Layla is here. She was in the isolation bed, unfortunately, for misbehaving. I put her on the bed on the kitchen counter, and she's really deactivated. She stops barking.
It's like being on a bunk bed. She got the top bunk.
She's a little freaked out. I'm not sure I should do that, but it does shut her up. Facebook Live brought to you by GrowGreen MI, Michigan's premier hydro store, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the growers. This week's exclusive deals for podcast listeners are Advanced Nutrients Bud Candy Gallons for $55, Fox Farm Big Bloom 5-gallon for $155, and Rock Resonator 20L. Regularly $7.99, now only $395 for Drew and Mike listeners. Grow Green MI on M36 in Whitmore Lake or online at growgreenmi.com. And they got a customer from California that listens to podcasts.
Nice.
He's got some...
He's growing
really,
something.
Yeah. Really exciting idea. I don't know if we can share that or not.
Why can't we?
I don't know. I don't know why we couldn't, to be honest, but he wants to grow a strain and name it after Mike Clark.
Wants to. He already has.
Oh, he already has?
Yeah, I'm looking for the info. Hang on.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I'll find it.
Mike would be truly honored.
High Plain Bitch is what it's called.
I like it.
I'm having trouble reading it because I'm an old man now.
Oh, wait. Who says, can we get a forensic accountant to see how many times I've said, was it amazing? Can you back that
today?
Up?
Today you said amazing?
I don't know.
This is what's so amazing. Quite an amazing lady. Amazing women.
Was it amazing?
I think you guys are amazing.
Use amazing the word day with bizarre. Stuff.
She has an amazing energy about
it. And Mark used the word laughable. Bizarre that many times? Yeah. It's a pretty good word.
Joe Hopkins said, my shirt won't help the Nats tonight. He's probably right.
Man, the game will have been played tomorrow. The game's been played. They know if your shirt helped or not. Your shirt's not going to help anyone. A shirt does not help.
Well, I try it.
Wear that outfit again.
I'm trying.
When are you going to learn what this show is all about?
Go Nats tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, game 7.
Well, what if they've lost game 6 and people are going, what an asshole. They're not even playing.
I'm betting on them they're going to win. Brandon's best bet of the night. The Nats.
Okay. Betting against JV.
Strasburg, yeah.
0-6, baby.
Well, I know it's kind of freaky. But again, you know, it's already happened. So he's either 0-6 or 1-5 or 0-5. So it's not real timely.
Okay.
When people are listening, if that matters.
Well, he wrote. I'm just answering his what he wrote.
You been shopping at the airport lately?
No.
It's been open all week.
I heard. People are telling me. Great
Why
deals,
haven't you been out there?
Nice stores.
Why haven't you been there?
Just haven't had the opportunity to get out there.
But you were so excited about it.
I said it was good. I said it was fun. When I go to the airport,
but
I
you had a whole
it.
Game plan. You were going to park at the $6 lot, take the shuttle, go through security.
Would you like me to do that? I will do it. You want me to film it?
I don't you wanted to do it. I'm not pushing it.
I'm going to wear a GoPro and go ahead and do it?
I was fighting it. I was trying to spare you the wasted time, but you seemed absolutely insistent that it's the coolest thing.
I just said, we were talking about airports. I'm like, airports are great. We have a great airport. Then you guys got into the whole, would you go shopping there?
And you insisted
you said
would.
You would.
I would. I would.
Okay, so
yeah.
When are you
so
going?
Go shopping.
Christmas
Soon.
Shopping?
Yeah.
You going to do some Christmas shopping
That's a good
there?
Point. Yeah. Maybe Black Friday.
Spend your money well.
Black Friday at DTW.
At the airport. I don't think there'll be any lines.
That's the reason you go.
If anyone thinks they're going to beat me inside that
airport
and keep me from getting my kids' Christmas presents, they can kiss my fat vagina because I'm bringing the motherfucking pain.
If you are self-employed, stuck on COBRA, or your health insurance rates just jumped, then call our sponsor, J.P. Cush & Associates, because they promise their customers always...
Cush.
They always get the best. Oh, that's Cruz, isn't it?
Hey, Cush.
No, it's Jerry Maguire.
Oh, I'm sorry. J.P. Cush & Associates promises their customers.
Great movie.
They always get the best health coverage available at the lowest rates out there. They shop all the carriers, not just the few that get them the highest commissions, because you don't pay anything. You pay what they get.
Yeah, with open enrollment, if you have to go through the exchange and you want to go through the exchange, they'll do all the work for you. It won't cost you a dime.
And I have to say,
I had to do this a few years ago on the exchange, and it was great having someone else do it. I wish Kush was around then.
I fully admit,
Kush,
that I have no idea
it's overwhelming.
How to get the best deal. It is overwhelming.
It's way too overwhelming.
Trudy couldn't do it, and she got help from someone, not from J.P. Kush, but had she known about J.P. Kush, she probably would have gone to see
him. You know, I don't do contracts, but what you do have is my word, and it's stronger than oak.
His word's stronger than oak.
Actual audio from J.P. Kush. Find you the best coverage prices. That's why their customers keep coming back year after year. You pay the same if you use a broker or if you contact the carrier directly yourself. So why wouldn't you call 855-4-JP-KUSH, K-U-S-H,
Kush,
to get a quote today, or go to JP.
You had me at hello.
Or go to JP. Go to jpkush.com. It says JP Jush. Go to jpkush.com, J before K. They work with all the top-rated carriers like Blue Cross, Priority Health, and Molina. J.P. Kush & Associates, 855-4-JP-KUSH. There's no better call to make for health insurance, and make sure to tell them you're a listener of the show.
Complete me.
Plus, they'll help you figure out, because you can get tax breaks if you're at a certain income level.
Show me the money!
Maybe Kush can help me get a tax break when I go shopping at the airport.
Are you shopping for health care at the
airport?
I don't
think that's...
Did you even listen to the read?
Yes, I know the read, Mark.
Hey, Kush.
By the way, Bev Morton said she'd go with me.
I can't let it go.
Who?
Bev Morton told me she'd go.
I want to see that. I wish. Will you please videotape it when you and Bev go?
We will.
I want to see how much fun you have. I mean, it sounds like a blast.
It is. You're there. You know, you know, people are happy.
Oh, yeah. People are always happy when they fly. Never seen angry people fly.
Walking around, you know, it's a good time.
Oh, and there's
take
nothing.
The tram. Hey, let's take the tram to the next store. Okay.
Nothing better than milling around at the airport.
The tram is free, by the way.
No fucking way.
So, hey, we have some local news today. And number one, the lottery lady, Aggie, died.
You said, Lee, I used to love her. She's great.
She was good. Right between Wheel and Jeopardy.
I will admit, as a kid and watching that, I always wondered, what else does she do?
She was on Megabucks giveaway and The Road Gatica. To Riches with Chuck Gatica.
Yeah, I know. Gatica had a nice eulogy in the article in the Free Press.
Chuck had a beautiful eulogy on Channel 4
did
last
he?
Night. Yeah. It was great that he was available.
Did it move
plane
you?
Crashes or eulogies? Chuck Gatica, he's your man.
Did it move you to tears?
No, I think he was close, though. He said she was beautiful inside and out, by the way.
Yeah. She was always looking for a way to lighten up the crew.
She also read the wrong number in 1995.
I know. Hilarious. Oh, and she called bad, but, you know. Hey, everyone makes mistakes.
That's right. Everyone makes mistakes.
She also, I like this line, too. In 2012, viewers found out that Aggie Sedley and her fellow lottery host Beth McLeod and Daryl Wood would no longer be giving the winning numbers on television. Why did they need three?
Aggie
did it by herself for a long time.
She had no idea.
She said, they're just going automated now. We're being replaced by a robot.
She was.
I know. That was her answer.
That's when I stopped playing the lottery.
What a powerful stand that was.
I know, and look at the lottery. It's failed ever since.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I think they've... Have they shut it down yet?
Yeah, well, I mean, Tom's lottery. Not playing.
Did you sign a petition, too?
I would.
Wow.
Yeah. The schools get ripped off. Those schools don't get any of that money.
I love the way you take stands on some of the strangest things, things I would never think anyone would take a stand on.
They don't get any of that money? I thought I just read a story that last year somebody did not claim like $1 million prize, and they gave it directly to the school fund.
I don't believe that. Show me. My poor wife had to go on strike last night at Utica. Those poor teachers, give them the money.
Are the UAW workers out there supporting them?
I don't think so. I don't think they'll
what?
Make. I don't think they'll make as good as the UAW workers got.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. This is just.
But they're teachers.
A couple weeks ago, here the Michigan School Aid Fund wins the unclaimed $1 million Powerball prize.
Too bad Tom wants to get rid of it.
Yeah. Mm. That's good. You read it. That's good. It's just, they just. Read, you can read whatever. They just put it up there. Don't mean it's true.
We'll miss you, lottery.
It's propaganda.
Lady.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
Sorry we didn't play that about a minute ago. There's a request, petition to request a grand jury to look into Mayor Duggan and make your date.
Yep.
And whether they committed perjury, destruction of records. Mayor says it's frivolous.
Charlie will be all over that.
Oh, Charlie will be all over that one. And
by the way, the lottery provided $941.3 million for public education.
We'll show them. Show them. you can say that all you want.
A couple of erasers out of it?
I mean, they are public, so they have to put the records forward.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another local story I think is very important. Rob Walchek.
Mr. Happy.
All of shame. It was a great story.
It was phenomenal.
And just to tell you, Ryan Armani's coming up later on to discuss his place in the story, which is not real flattering. I thought it was kind of a cheap shot of Fox 2 to include it, to be honest, because Ryan interviewed a guy that was scamming.
But he was forced to interview him.
Well, I don't think... Yeah, the producer should be fired. Right. Ryan should ask for a settlement
Absolutely.
From Fox 2.
Absolutely.
For the loss of credibility.
He looked good anyway during the interview.
Ryan looks good on TV. It was funny that Terry Foster and Cam Carmen got sucked into this scam, too, which I don't know why that made me laugh, but it kind of... I don't want them to not get paid, but
they owe money for T-Foss and they owe money to Cam and the carpet guy.
It's exciting to see people. I mean, I haven't seen them on TV in a while, so that was kind of
Cam's looking good.
How did Terry get roped in? Was that a 97?
As a spokesperson.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think it had anything to do. I think it was fairly recent.
Hmm.
And Cam was told she'd be paid $10,000.
Oh, really?
And she's so far not gotten anything. But
she took him to small claims court for $6,000.
$10,000.
Her rack looked good on TV.
Yes, it did.
For sure. It showed up well. And Terry looked good, too.
How's his rack?
Terry, I didn't notice any rack at all. So
he looks healthy.
That's good.
Yeah.
That dude has boobs.
I was busy today. Man, I couldn't stop listening. You know the story I told yesterday about the Motown guy that was on ID?
Yeah.
Lawrence Horn. Today I listened to the Hitman podcast, which someone sent me.
Is that the people that use that book or no?
No, it's about Lawrence Horn
and
the crime. And then it gets into the book, Hitman, and another couple other cases. And I got a little off the track when I got to that part because I wanted to hear Lawrence Horn, which was like 4.5 episodes. It was great. man, I tell you.
I was laughing when I was doing the notes yesterday for the show. I was thinking back on the conversation. I can't believe he videotaped himself watching the news. That is just the funniest thing to me.
That's how they knew he did it.
I know. Like that, because just think about, I'm so smart. I'm going to videotape myself watching the news. It's like holding up a newspaper for a kidnapping.
Yeah, it was almost like him taking out a neon advertisement saying, I did it!
Yeah, but in his mind, it was, you know, the perfect alibi.
He also asked his daughter because, you know, he really didn't care about this disabled kid. Yeah. Never visited him, didn't give a crap. And
until there was money involved.
It got so bad between him and the ex because she just thought, oh, this prick gave up on our child, and the girl too. He didn't see her much. The twin who was healthy, although he did see her. Anyway, he calls the ex the night before the hit. He never calls her. Never calls her. But he's
wanted to make sure she was home.
He's trying to find out if his daughter is. You know, she's in college. Mm-hmm. Wants to make sure she's not going to be there.
Why? Are you surprised? Why would it cost him more to kill another person? I'm surprised.
No,
you
I think
care.
He didn't want her killed.
Okay,
didn't care about anybody
what a great
else.
Great guy,
but the cops worked so hard on this case, and you know, police are so maligned these days, and I hate it because you know, of course, they fuck up, and every fuck up is headline news now everywhere, and protests before anyone even knows the story. But in fact, I didn't even want to talk about this, but I'll mention it. Bernie Sanders was speaking to a black college. Did you guys hear about this, Bernie said what he said about cops?
Mm-mm. No.
He advised the audience, which was black, to always
follow along, like
always be respectful of police.
I did see that.
Or they might shoot you in the head.
You know, it's funny. I saw that headline and I go, this is not going to be received well.
I thought it was terrible.
What did you say?
This idea that cops pull over black people to shoot them in the head.
Oh, I thought you meant, I just saw the headline that he wanted them to follow what they say.
No, it was almost facetious, like, do it so they don't shoot you in the head.
Well, if that's your concern, I mean.
I mean, really? I mean, are cops.
Let me guess,
they're
it
really,
wasn't received well.
They're that bad that you, I mean, first of all.
No, of course.
I think you should always be respectful
of
a cop.
But he's talking about that audience. I just mean, if that audience has that feeling.
Yeah, but what about the police out there who are reading this headline, who are out there busting their ass like they did on this Lawrence Horn case?
But he wants them to follow their instructions.
Well, I agree with him on that. No one ever says that, by the way.
Well, that's what I meant. I didn't think it would be received well because he wants people to follow the instructions, which God forbid.
But then when he says, or they'll shoot you in the head.
He's crazy Bernie.
What advice would you give me the next time I pull over by a police officer?
Hold up, Mike, a little bit closer. I'm sorry.
He's nuts.
If I'm your son, what advice would you give me the next time I be pulled over by a police officer?
Next time you pulled over by a police officer.
Oh, my God.
I would do my best to identify who that police officer is in a polite way. Ask him or her for their name. I would respect what they are doing so that you don't get shot in the back of the head. But I would also be very mindful of the fact that as a nation, we have got to hold police officers accountable for the actions that they commit.
You know, the only right answer for Bernie right there.
So to answer your question, I would be very cautious.
Yeah, all right. No,
this is what Bernie should have said. He should have said,
that question should be referred to the New Jersey State Police.
He's off the hook.
There you go.
Brandon, was that who I was hoping it was?
It was.
And?
Yeah, it was. I wasn't prepared for it.
Is he prepared? Is he on the line?
I'm sure we can call him back at any time.
Okay. Balloon Boy's dad?
Yes, Richard Heaney.
Science detective.
Just called.
Good Morning America. On the
nice job by Zoo.
And I was flummoxed.
It was just the 10-year anniversary of Balloon Boy, who, you know, was allegedly in this balloon that flew across the country.
Everyone knows Balloon Boy.
I think so, but just to
I have one question, one main question for him. How'd you pick out that wardrobe for GMA?
What he was wearing today?
Sleeveless.
Yeah. Well, it looked like he was doing the dishes.
It's pretty loosey-goosey.
He looked like they surprised him.
So, we'll get to Balloon Boy's
dad. Not a bad look.
Do you have a specific time you'd like? Because that's what he was asking for.
Why don't we, if we talk to Ryan at
5:15.
Yeah, then maybe him half hour later.
Yeah.
And this will all be taking place on the Hall Financial Hotline, by the way. What a busy day on the Hall Financial Hotline.
It's getting its money's worth today.
Absolutely. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention at Hall Financial, whether it's your first home, dream home, or you want to refi to save money. A lot of people are afraid to make the call, like, something's going to go wrong. It's all so unnerving. There's all these papers.
Is that what they do?
Yeah. Let them take care of it. They will take care of it. And they'll tell you if they can save you money, and then you can proceed. Or if they say, I don't know if it's worth it, then you move on. But there's no harm, no foul in finding out if you can say it's over 30 years. Or maybe you got 10 years left. Why not save $150 a month or $200 a month or, in some cases, a whole lot more? Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. To get in contact with Hall Financial to check on whether you can save money on a refi. Or if you're looking for a mortgage for your first home, they're great with those, according to Scott Kunith. Or go to the Drew and Mike Web Show show website. Click the link, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you pronto, 248-308-5000. For Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. Hall Financial. And anyway, the hitman... The police work on this was just incredible. They find out that this guy Perry had stayed at the Days Inn the day of the murder. He's from Detroit. Just blew in for the day. Mm-hmm. Checked in, checked out, I think 5 hours later. And they know he's friends with Lawrence Horn. So
how did they know? Oh, just because they knew. How did they find out that they were friends?
I'm trying to remember how they... Oh, you know what they did? They canvassed local hotels to find out... Unusual, you know, somebody who was maybe just didn't seem to fit, or why were they there? And this guy's from Detroit, Lawrence Horn's from Detroit, because he was Motown. Huh. He thought he was Mr. Motown Hotshot.
Canvassed hotels?
Yep.
Wow.
In Montgomery County. I know the police work was amazing on this story.
Wouldn't that be a lot harder to do today with Airbnb? So I guess if you're going to hire a hitman, make sure they get Airbnb.
I guess, you know what? You know why it really worked was because... He read the hitman book, and he followed a lot of the instructions in the book. One of them was pay cash if you stay at a hotel. Have a home base, a hotel, pay cash. Mm-hmm. Well, he went to pay cash, and they said, If you pay cash, you got to have an ID at the day's end.
Really?
Yeah, and he gave his own ID.
Wow. Oh, he couldn't just leave and try another hotel?
Not only that.
Way to go, Days Inn.
So they go.
The Holiday Inn.
So they go to Detroit. Oh, he's an armed robber. He did this, he did that. Now he's a preacher who offers some pretty interesting help to people. Strange. It's a very strange story. But anyway. And yeah, he knows this guy. And they know he knows this guy. And they get a search warrant for Lawrence Horn's house in Los Angeles, where he's working for Motown. Uh-huh. And one of the things they take is his answering machine recording, which has him talking to Perry, the killer, right afterwards. They're talking in code about how it went down. The alarm was loud, so I couldn't take a picture. I had to get out of there.
Why is it on the answering machine?
Because he picked up the phone on the whatever
what
the ring
moron.
Was. I know.
And then he kept it? He didn't go to check his machine?
He apparently didn't know it was on there. I don't know. And he recorded everything anyway. This guy loved recording everything.
Yeah, like watch himself watching the news. Well, he's an audio engineer.
So then, you know, they still didn't have enough, though. They always need more, more, more. Mm-hmm. And they noticed that this Perry guy is hanging out with this other guy named Turner all the time. They're like, okay, what this Turner guy's got? What's going on with this Turner guy? So they check him out, and they find out that, oh, he's a cousin of Lawrence Horn.
Man.
Yeah,
oh, the guy that connect.
The guy that paid Perry to murder his disabled son, his ex-wife, and the nurse. So eventually they're tapping all their phones.
Yeah.
Listening to all these phone calls. And just there's a lot of code, a lot of you know, how's everything? Everything's okay. Or I better call you back at my brother's house, you know,
wow. Stuff
like that. Anyway, when they get to Turner's phone, things are a little looser on Turner's phone, and then they bring in Turner, and they have Turner call the father who set up the hit. He calls him in front of the police. They're like, look, you're going to want immunity. You didn't do it,
screwed,
but
yeah. You're
mixed up in this, dude. And so he's like, well, I'll call him right now.
Whose phone is that, goddammit?
So he calls him, and all he says is, I'll get you a lawyer. Don't say anything. I'll get you a lawyer.
Who said that? Larry? Lawrence?
Lawrence said that to him. Yeah. So they know he did it.
Guilty, yeah.
They know he did it.
Knowing he did it and proving it are two different things, though.
Well, they did a lot of work.
You got the wrong number, brother.
Sometimes I think it just takes too long. It shouldn't be as hard as it is. We are so demanding that the evidence be absolute.
Oh, yeah.
And this is 1994, so it was a lot harder than. Look how hard those guys worked back then to get this stuff.
Wow, would you look at that, a flip phone. They still make those things?
And, God, there was so much in the podcast. It was really interesting. At one point in the deposition, when his daughter sues him because she knows he's going after the money, mm-hmm. after the deaths, and so he's deposed, and that's when they ask him, oh, do you know this guy, Perry, in Detroit? No. You ever talk to him on the phone? No. Well, he's got a phone card under a fake name that he and Perry are using, and they've already know
they're both using the same phone card.
Yeah, they're using the same phone
card.
Idiots. And they've talked 143 times.
Really?
Yeah, and he says, no, I never talked to him.
Nice being cheap hiring a hitman, and so you guys have to share a phone card. You can't get two of them?
He really needed the money. Motown had let him go at that point.
Oh, what a loser.
He's such a loser. He lives
nice
in this
plan.
Crummy apartment. Anyway, and he thinks he's hot shit. He still walks around like, I'm Mr. Motown, Motown engineer. I'm on this recording, that recording.
Did that podcast interview his daughter, the one that sued him?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they did interview her.
The one who wouldn't go and see him again because he never apologized.
Oh, that's the other case.
That's the other case?
Yeah, that's the other story.
So it's so hard to keep all these true crimes.
I think Lawrence Horn is alive.
He
died in 2017.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That is, you're right. Mark, you're absolutely right.
That is
the daughter that went in and gave him a hug and said, I forgive you. And, of course, he couldn't say he was sorry.
So no, she never saw him again.
She said, fuck you, go die, bitch. She didn't say that, but she should have. Anyway, one of the most telling things in this whole case was, you know, having talked to all these people now, they know a lot about this guy, mm-hmm. and they know how much he hates his wife that he had murdered, along with his disabled son. And they ask him if he loved her when they got married. And wouldn't you think, you know, I'm trying to cover up. Yeah, I loved her. I was in love with her, absolutely. He pauses for a long time.
I loved her, but I didn't like her. I wasn't in love with her.
And he says, no.
Really?
He couldn't. He hated her so much, he couldn't even say in this deposition that he loved her when he married her.
Maybe he was thinking that
he held strong.
When they told him that she was dead, maybe he didn't have any reaction. That's because he never loved her.
A Washington Post reporter told him on the phone, and he said he faked a pretty good cry.
Oh, okay. Well, what an idiot. This guy, every step of the way, did the wrong thing.
When the lawyer said, okay, we got $1.7 million to take care of Trevor, the disabled child, you know, the wife is like, oh, this is great. You know, they can make... I think they said, we can easily make $100,000 a year, which is about what we need to take care of them. And well, it turned out that wasn't nearly enough, and they had to go back for more because they exhausted her insurance. Ugh. I know. It was, what a grim story. And the fact that she took care of this kid for all this time and loved him to death. And her daughters loved him, too. I mean, he was like the brightest light in the family. Anyway, the lawyer says, and he said, you know, this is one of those places where I just have to tell people, 1.7 is the best deal I'm going to get. I don't think I can get any more. He said, I could try, but it could go backwards. And so the wife says, hey, it's fine.
I'll take it. Yeah.
We'll take it. Absolutely. And the husband says,
go for everything.
No, because I was planning on getting $1 million for me.
Why does he get $1 million?
Because he wanted $1 million.
Pain and suffering.
That's not how it works.
And the lawyer said, this is about your disabled son. This isn't about you. And the father said, the murdering father says, that child lives through me. In other words, that money, putting him in a Beamer and, you know, letting him have the good life, that was how the child lived.
Vicariously through him?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Did you see some of the songs
you and your father
that he would that he contributed to?
I know he's on a lot of Holland Dozier Holland songs.
Really?
My girl.
Oh, is this the Lawrence Horn medley?
You know, when I listen to the song, I think of, listen to that audio engineering.
No. A lot of people were very fond of Motown's engineering and production.
Yeah. Well, the production, yeah. The engineering.
That was,
Shotgun.
Something about the way those songs came out of the radio. The bass was really loud, which was a big problem at that time.
Which is why Paul McCartney loved him so much.
Did you ever watch the Hitsville doc on Showtime?
I didn't. I started to watch, but I didn't finish it.
Assembly line.
Yeah, Lennon McCartney.
I wonder if this guy was even in that documentary now.
Probably not.
I don't know.
Lennon McCartney heard a Stax song. I think it was Sam and Dave right after We Can Work It Out or Day Tripper, and they couldn't believe the difference in the way it just boomed out of the radio, so they were going to go to Stax in Memphis and record, and then they decided somebody tipped off and said, the Beatles are coming to Memphis. So they ended up changing the recording technique in Apple or Abbey Road Studios.
Name one other band that's done that.
Who were Sam and Dave?
Crank the bass. Sam, Hold On, I'm Coming.
No, Sam and Dave. What were their last names?
Sam Moore and Dave Prater.
Okay. I always wondered who the hell they were.
Dave Prater died. I'm not sure if Sam's played with other people, but anyway. That was my God. Those true crime podcasts. Really addicting, aren't they?
You should do one.
When do I have time to do a true crime podcast, man?
You'll find time.
You
can do it while you're on the treadmill.
Sundance Channel is doing a 5-part doc on the Preppy murder. Does anybody remember that?
Preppy murder.
Robert Chambers is 6'5", this strapping prep school brat from New York City. He murdered this girl, Jennifer Levin, in Central Park, and claimed it was rough sex. And she was slut-shamed about as bad as anybody ever, because he claimed that she tied his hands up with her panties, and then she tried to mount him, and he didn't want to have sex with her, which is bullshit. And he threw her over his shoulder, and she died.
Ooh.
And he's got scratches all over his face.
That sounds likely.
She was trying to hold on to him as she threw her.
But they slut-shamed her so bad, the jury was deadlocked.
Wow.
After 8 days, I believe. That was a huge story. A Current Affair, remember the show A Current Affair?
Oh, yeah.
They covered it nonstop. Every day, the latest developments in the Preppy murder case.
They manhandled me very roughly.
Part of it was because Robert Chambers was so handsome.
That guy?
We wanted to believe. Yeah, that guy. He looks pretty grim, doesn't he? Isn't
he
kind of
evil?
Looks
like a murderer, but that's because you just told me he was.
I think who he looks. He looks like somebody. Somebody's.
You think he's handsome?
Maybe he's just scary. Well, everyone said he was handsome. I didn't say he was handsome. He was 19. She was 18.
Really? And, well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
They were prep school brats.
No, seriously. If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
And one of the interesting things about the story is the Catholic Church supported him because he's a choir boy in the Catholic Church.
Why do they have a dog in this fight?
Okay, that's what's really interesting. They sort of suggested in the preview that
he donated a lot of money.
No. It was, I can't think of the guy's name that was there, but they think this priest may have molested him when he's a choir boy.
Oh,
so therefore they kind of gave him payback by supporting him.
And a Catholic priest raped him.
Well, they didn't want him talking about the priest.
No.
Right.
So they figured we'd support him and slut shame this girl.
Remember the good old days when they would just have him killed?
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't that be the lesser evil?
That was a wild story, though. I mean, that was such a big story. I mean, before OJ, I can hardly think of a bigger true crime story.
Klaus von Bülow.
That was a big one. How long till Ryan?
You can call him anytime if you want. But you got to play the...
We'll call him when he's expecting to be called.
Well, I can text him and say we'll call him.
I see. Okay. Well, why don't... Okay, you know what I'll do? I'll take care of this.
Got to play Mr. Happy.
And we'll watch Mr. Happy.
Yeah, and I did talk to Richard Heaney, science detective. I talked to him again because I was a little flummoxed with our first call. And he did confirm he wants to come
on. He's
geeked. He wants to tell his side of the story today.
Yeah, because...
That they did it for the show?
Because it was a hit job on GMA.
Yeah.
I know, that was hilarious. It was not a hit job at all. He had TJ talking to him.
No, I know.
It was totally cool.
They're trying to claim that it wasn't a stunt. Like, it really happened.
Well, then why does wife plead guilty?
If that's the case, then they're dumb for thinking that balloon was still floating with somebody.
She pled guilty a rock star
because
now.
She was scared of losing her children.
It was a false confession.
So, wait, because she says she did it, because she said they did it, they give her children, and if she said she didn't do it, they would take away her children. That didn't make much sense to me.
It's a Heaney logic. Mm. That's what it's all about.
Must be science detective work I don't understand.
We said that.
Did it for the show.
We did this for the show.
Everyone in that family needs a haircut, too.
Oh, my God. Falcon has hair down to his ass.
So does Richard Heaney, science detective. Did you notice that?
I know. It's just looks stupid.
But they're in a rock band, and, you know, a lot of rock bands like having long hair so they can swing it.
The Heaney Boys, and, of course, Boys is with a Z.
Yeah, but can you see how many downloads they're getting, Brandon? Or how many? They must be on YouTube, right?
They're touring. They got a show coming up.
They're touring. They're like anyone's going to go
see. Tour your basement.
Yes. Why would they play my basement?
I don't know. You're
right. You gave up early that time.
I did.
What happened?
That was stupid.
Are you theme dressing? Is that why you wore the Washington?
Yeah, of course. Last week, I wore World Series. It was game one.
But weren't you aware that tomorrow that shirt could mean nothing?
I'm just pulling for him today.
Okay. So you couldn't help yourself.
No.
Friends and original sponsors, iChrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And, yeah, it's exciting because during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for. They've got loads of them. How about a 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166 a month? Or the Mac Daddy? Lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Our friends at Zot have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps to choose from. You also can, Ram trucks, yeah. You can pick up a Ram truck. Lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zot has an ass ton of Rams to choose from, so see details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. That's the website where you can see all these vehicles and what they will cost you. And used cars, too. And any kind of car. Zot, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And, this Hall of Shame thing is really good. Let's watch it right after this quick word from Dr. Yaldo. Dr. Yaldo supported the show for 2 years now. And he's done many, many, many custom cats LASIKs for people in our audience. Also, the lens exchange for people 45 plus who hate their reading glasses or contacts. And maybe they have cataracts or they don't want to get cataracts. Eye surgery is a big deal, and that's why Dr. Yaldo Want you to know he's number one in terms of experience. Over 30,000 LASIK and tens of thousands of lens exchange and cataract procedures. And Dr. Yaldo doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK. But then he does! Because of all those people out there squealing about low-priced LASIK, he urges you, if you have chopped for it and you don't think he can beat the price, he promises, Drew and Mike listeners, he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. Get the best, pay the least. Evaluation is free. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Jackie Young sent us that. Is that peanut brittle, Maz?
Oh, my God.
Did you eat some of it?
I didn't open it yet.
I haven't eaten any yet.
It's like Muddy Buddies or something, but it's in chocolate. Oh,
it looks really good. I don't want to get started because I don't think I'll stop.
Oh, there's already one bucket gone.
Mark and I
devoured it.
I saw this cover down here, and I kind of knew where it belonged.
Got it devoured. It's long gone.
Maz, why don't you try any?
Maybe we will.
I just want to get ready.
Bring down some peanut brittle.
It's not peanut.
Is it hot down here? What?
Yeah, it is hot.
Fucking hot. I'll turn it down. I'm going to heat up my coffee anyway. Why don't you turn on the Hall of Shame?
Sure.
Rob Walchek with...
Finally something good on TV. Yeah, cool.
Hey, Rob. I thought this was really good.
The point of this company was to make employees happy. He failed.
What a great intro, Rob.
Say hi to Mr. Happy Staff.
Hi, I'm Mr. Happy Staff.
Mr. Happy Staff's real name is Nick, and Nick has a knack for talking big shots into backing his business.
Hello, I'm Cam Carmen, and thanks for stopping by the Happy Staff First Employee Appreciation website.
Joe Zago's face is up on the website. My face is up on the website. Terry Foster's face is up on the website.
Local celebrities who are now worried their reputations are going to go down with a Happy Staff ship.
That's how Joe Zago and Cam Carmen... And so I figured this was legit.
But the pain...
wait, Terry just threw everybody under the bus there, saying I wasn't the first person, I was the last, so it's kind of their fault for making me think it's real.
Oh, T-Foss.
And I got to say, I'm kind of offended that they didn't ask Drew. Drew, aren't you offended that Mr. Happy Staff didn't ask you to be on it? You could have been a celebrity spokesperson.
I don't know. They know I turned down Cameo, so...
But how funny Terry Foster's like, well, Cam and all these other people are on there. I'm fine.
Like, that could have been me.
I don't think I want to be on his. I have enough people to speak for already.
I was just laughing that Terry's like, hey, everybody else was on it, so that's why I joined.
Oh, I understood what he was saying. I
who's the first person that joined it?
But he spokespeople on Mr. Happy Staff sure aren't happy. Have you paid them?
That's between me and them. But
so I'm going to take that as a no.
Well, no one who was
because
supposed
to... If you had paid him, you'd say yes.
Well, I haven't paid him.
I agree.
I fell for it.
This is Cam Carmen, local celebrity. She was a weather person on Detroit television and radio for more than 20 years. 2 years ago, she was approached by Nick Clark to be the celebrity spokesperson for his company. Cam was told Happy Staff First was designed for businesses to reward their employees with discount cards.
So I thought, I can get behind this, plus I'll get paid, and I'll be the face of this company, and it's a great company.
Professional production crews were behind the cameras, lending credibility that it was all legit.
Pause for a second.
But what Cam did...
Yeah.
I don't even like the idea.
I don't even understand.
So happy.
Okay, he gets all these discounts, and then he says, these will be used by all these people at company A, B, C, D, G, E, F. And because they get all these new customers, I guess they pay Mr. Happy.
That's ludicrous.
The people in the part of the discount card.
That's insane.
And the employees, what a great reason to work for the Drew and Mike podcast. They've got the Mr. Happy cards for all the employees.
So that's supposed to be a benefit for your employees?
Apparently. But I can tell you this, if somebody handed me a Mr. Happy card, it would be in the nearest garbage can. It's like that Valpak thing I get.
It's exactly.
I'm sure some people use that, but I don't have time for that crap.
Look at me, I'm looking for the trash can.
Right? You'd rather pay full price.
Yeah, I guess so.
Exactly.
Well, I don't have time to be hunting through a giant thing.
I get it.
You go through the Valpak?
Well, not really anymore, but I do once in a while. If I see a coupon, let's say if I'm going to a restaurant and I see some, I'll take it. Sure.
In the Valpak.
I think I value my time more than you do.
I haven't gone into the Valpak in recent years.
That's what he was talking about.
Wait, you're criticizing me for not wanting to get a cheaper price, and you haven't gone through it in years.
But I look through like the St. Clair Shore Sentinel and stuff like that, and once in a while they'll have coupons, and I'll grab them.
Okay.
All right, Mark, what's the name of your paper?
The Woodward Talk.
Yeah, the Woodward Talk.
Really Valpak's been around a long time.
I go through the Valpak. There's never anything in there, but I go through it.
There's not restaurants that you go to. It's
all home improvement stuff.
Yeah,
there's 15 Vertub liners in there.
I could use a roofer, by the way. If anyone
go through your Valpak and you got one.
Sounds like a quid pro quo.
It's going to
potentially.
Be. It's going. A warning to anybody out there that wants to do his roof. There's a quid pro quo coming.
Roof.
Yeah, half the panel
will be your
in,
spokesperson.
In bleeped plugs on the show.
No, was that it was her reputation that lured some of the businesses and production crews to join in.
A lot of this was, you know, kind of using my name to say, well, she's on board. Why don't you get on board?
The chance to work with these people
leading pigs to slaughter
and show them what we could do was also exciting to us.
Many of the videos were produced by Sweet 104, a video production company that said Nick Clark, Mr. Happy Staff, kept showing up
scam.
With more big shot talent to shoot videos.
It was the group, everybody, really. Cam Carmen, Joe Zago, Terry Foster. I thought, man, the whole room is full.
Who's Joe Zago?
Cam had stars in her eyes.
Carpet guy.
Who is he?
The carpet guy. He's a superstar, okay. You know, company.
I just didn't know.
Cam We're all being scammed together.
Cam had stars in her eyes. I'll be the spokesman for this big company.
Hey,
full of powerful,
I feel bad. She didn't get her 10 grand.
People.
Joe Zago runs the Carpet Guys, a multi-million dollar business that
the
buys
podcast,
tons
we'll
of
check.
Advertising. What production company
I'd have been
would
skeptical
want to
about
impress
the 10 grand,
I do
by
see
the
how
way.
He, by using, leveraging my reputation as a company owner here in Michigan,
now,
as well as Cam
too,
and some of the other people, I can see how that would be able to get him into the doors.
On the Happy Staff website,
you
there are all kinds wish. Of businesses that are supposedly sponsors.
All fake.
They're supposed to reward their
stole
employees
logos.
With Happy Staff cards
yeah,
that will give their workers discounts at other participating businesses. What are the discounts? Never says in any of the Happy Staff
you can't
videos
even explain
I found.
It. It's so complicated.
Where are the discount cards? That's a great question. Nick, Mr. Happy Staff, seems to so far just be calling on businesses to promise them video promos using his paid celebrity spokespeople. Cam shot several, but Nick never paid her the 10 grand she says he promised. And then she got a nasty gram on Facebook about Nick.
A guy from a Honda dealership reached out to me and said, you know, I don't know what this guy is all about, but I paid him to be a sponsor on this for this campaign. And he said, and I haven't heard from him. So, you know, he's reaching out to me, you know, saying, you're the face of this company. What's going on here?
Cam told Nick she was done, demanded her 10 grand, and told Nick to take her videos down. He didn't. She said she was going to sue him and call the Hall of Shame. Meanwhile, at Sweet 104, they hadn't been paid by Nick either. And then,
out of the blue, I get a phone call from a car dealership going, you know, you guys were supposed to come out and produce a video for me, and the guy that sold it to me, you know, I can't get a hold of him. He says, you know, you got to do something about this or I'm going to call the police.
This was a different car dealership. Sweet 104 told Nick he needed to pay up and stop dragging their name into his bad business deals.
When he got the bill, his comment was,
well,
that was a little more than I expected. It was over $29,000 in work.
Nick didn't pay. Then there's Terry Foster.
I could have told him that.
He built a 30-plus year career as a sports columnist and radio host.
It says paid company spokesman.
That's correct.
Were you paid?
I have never been paid, no.
So that was just full-on fake.
Yes.
And Nick not only used Terry's image all over his website, he also used Terry Foster to get him on Fox 2's 9 Morning
Here it is.
Show.
Listen.
Terry Foster was booked on the show to talk about a great cause, but only Mr. Happy Staff showed up.
And so that's what we're going to be doing in September and in October, is valuing employers and employees on a grand public scale.
When Cam saw it,
Ryan
she
looks really into it.
Holy crap, he's on Fox 2, you know, promoting this thing that doesn't even exist.
So who is Nick Clark? In the mid-90s, before he was Mr. Happy Staff, he was Mr. Vacuum Cleaner Salesman. That's where he met a co-worker, Joey Zago. Joe Zago took the lessons of selling vacuums door-to-door and became a business tycoon.
Well
Nick Clark took the lessons and became a convicted felon, getting busted for writing bogus checks in the early 2000s. Nick's on probation right now for failure to pay child support. But Joe Zago, having a good heart, decided to take a chance on his old vacuum cleaner sales friend.
Great investment.
So you sponsoring him was really more of a friendship. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I want to help him.
Yeah.
You didn't make any money from him.
Oh, no. Not at all.
And
I've given him a few $1,000 to, you know, just to help him out.
Time for Mr. Happy Staff to meet Mr. Hall of Shame.
Cam said to me that if I did not pay her, she would do exactly what you guys are doing right now.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
so she's following through on what she told you. You're not following through on what you told her. You didn't pay her anything.
Well, I haven't paid her anything yet.
Cam is suing him for $6,000, the most you can sue for in small claims court.
What I am about to do is go inside so this can be settled according to the paperwork that Cam and I have.
I don't think
but an
so.
Hour later,
this man is
Nick's
lying
not so
up.
Cocky. Didn't go so good in there, huh, Nick?
It didn't go so well, no.
Cam Carmen was awarded a $6,000 judgment. Nick lost. Now, I'm going to let Nick know a few things. I spoke to one of the sponsoring businesses on his website.
How did she get that
money, by
the way?
They told me they never even heard of Mr. Happy Staff.
I went by Pressure Point Massage, and then I showed him on your website his business. He said, I have no idea who this guy is.
I
never
proof,
signed up.
I have proof.
Who, what was the name
I
of the
have,
guy you talked to?
It was a lady. It wasn't a guy.
And so they paid you?
Yes.
Here's Mike, the owner of Pressure Point.
I don't know anything about the gentleman.
But you'd remember this guy.
Absolutely, because I would be the one that would be inking the check.
So you got money from them.
Yes.
Why didn't you pay Cam with it?
Because it was never intended for Cam to be paid except from membership sales.
What? I heard you talking to Ryan Armani saying, oh, things are going to be happening. It's September and October.
And
it's October.
And
nothing's happening.
Things are happening.
Oh, he's going to check on wall check.
And
things will continue to happen.
What's happening?
Traction that needs to take place for membership.
Those are just BS terms.
That's not
traction. And what about the Happy Staff rewards? I spoke to six sponsor businesses. None got the cards.
You got the cards, the membership cards?
I have a membership. It's a digital membership that's downloaded from the phone.
And he's got an answer for everything.
It's a digital membership, not quite an app.
Do you send
digital.
Me that? You say you
I like the way he says digital.
Now. Okay, let's go see it.
But when we go to Nick's car,
this is a membership.
So let me see this. Let me get a shot of this.
No, I don't want you to get a shot
of
this.
I want to get a shot of the.
Why?
Cheer up, Mr. Happy Staff. You're in the Hall of Shame.
So many people have been stealing my money.
He was happy with Mr. Happy Staff. He didn't get any of the Happy Staff employee cards he was promised, but he didn't really care about that. He was happy because he got two great commercials shot and edited by a professional camera crew, and he only had to pay Mr. Happy Staff $499.
Yeah, but the studio got stiff.
Of course. We don't know if Mr. Happy Staff paid the production crew.
No, he owes him $29,000.
It's a big scam.
All right, let's get Ryan on the horn. Ryan.
Start a new account, and that's the way it is.
Ryan.
I feel like Ryan got kind of tumbled into the Hall of Shame, too.
He thought he was going to talk to Terry. T-Foss. He got screwed.
Well, shouldn't they cancel Mr. Happy?
I can't believe it.
Oh, I bet Ryan, I predict he laughs about it.
Of course he will.
Does he know why we're calling?
Yes.
Hello?
Ryan.
Drew.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man.
Cool.
How you doing?
Great. We just saw you on Fox 2.
Oh, I didn't think you wanted to call about Michigan.
Well, hey, that was
I'll
a great
about
game.
Michigan.
Nice distraction. Ryan, you didn't accidentally tumble into the Hall of Fame with that guy, did you?
Hell no. Are you crazy?
I thought I don't know. I'm not saying they threw you under the bus, but gee, couldn't they have left that part out?
Well, I think it's part of the story. I don't know if they needed to throw my face on there. I mean, come on. I was like, hook a brother out. Help a brother out.
Weren't you supposed to talk to Terry Foster instead? He had to go talk to Mr. Happy?
Well, you know, that's really the whole thing here, right? I mean, I think it was the appearance that really... The appearance on our show that really kind of set the wheels in motion for a story to be done. You know, I had no idea about this stuff. Look, I interview about 75 people a month. All right? I interview about 75 people a month, and that's on the low end. So when Rob gave me a heads up about this, I was like, who the hell are you talking about? I have no idea who this guy is.
I know. Well, that's the cool part, though, is that I can somehow claim that I'd like to book Dan Gilbert on the 9, and then I'll come in. And you guys will interview me. That's the great thing.
Ryan, how much interview prep did you do for Mr. Happy?
Well, that's a great question. Now, that's a loaded question there, Mark, and I'll tell you. So, you know, the whole thing about this was, look, I've known Terry for over 15 years. Right?
Yeah.
He called me, and he called me, and he called me. Called me about three or four times at least. And I had no idea what was going on, what this program was. And then he started talking about, you know, it's a great cause. And you know what? We do great causes every day. There's at least one guest on our show per day talking about some cause out there.
Did Terry tell you that he was going to make 10 grand off the cause?
No. He did not tell me
that. That was the great cause.
No. Told me that he did say they would pay us. He did say they would pay us, and I said, we don't charge people to be on our show.
And he wouldn't have paid you anyway.
Right.
No, right. No. I obviously know that. And I said, look, that's not how we do it here. But I was trying to help Terry out, to be honest with you.
Were you angry at Terry for thinking that you guys took paid guests?
No, I didn't think one way or the other about that. But Terry did tell me that he was going to be on the couch next to the guy. I said okay, bring the guy in, because Terry was going to be on the couch with him.
Where was Terry, by the way?
The morning of that appearance, Terry emailed Michelle Flick, I believe it was, our producer, and said he was sick and wasn't going to make it. And I got this guy sitting in the green room about 20 minutes before he's about to come on. You know, what do we do at that point? So I said, I'll talk to the guy, whatever. It's 3 minutes long, and we'll be done with it.
Yeah. So, you'll never think about it again.
You know, and I'll never think about it again.
I regret to say that I've been in your position before.
Well, you know, it's one of those things too, where you know, going back to Mark's question about interview prep about this, like there was nothing to prep. Right? I mean, the guy didn't even have a website where I could direct people to.
Did he give you a card? Did he give you one of those coupon cards?
I'll go back to my original statement. I interview about 75 people a month. I have no idea if he gave me a card or not. But
no, he didn't, because he didn't get the cards made. He only had the digital app that he wouldn't show Rob.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't remember the guy other than, you know, Terry's involvement in it. And I do remember. You know, kind of questioning, and actually the producers on the show were like, what is this? Yeah. What do you want? What are you trying to book? And they had some strong hesitation, and I just kept saying, well, the guy's involved with the carpet guy's guy, you know, the guy's involved with Cam, he's involved with Terry Foster, I don't know. Like, I was just trying to help Terry Foster out.
You did.
And then the morning of that appearance, Terry doesn't show, he's a no-show, and sticks me with him, and I'm just like, what the hell?
So you were stuck. You couldn't even pawn it off on anybody else.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Would have been worth a try.
Well, Dina would have been like, you're on your own, buddy.
you know what? It's funny when that came up in the story. I was like, God, couldn't they have at least used Ryan with a more skeptical face than that? I mean,
very friendly.
Or have a reaction shot.
Come on, Rob. I mean, come on. He could have just did that one shot. You saw that one shot before it got to the two shot.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't even need you in that shot.
And, you know, they didn't even need me. You got no logos on there or anything.
Oh, boy.
You should get Rob on.
Well, it's funny. I have to give you credit, though, because I was saying, I don't know if Ryan's going to want to talk about this, but then I thought, well, it's better. Dude, why not say something?
Right.
I mean,
like,
you didn't do anything wrong.
Look, I don't care. I feel bad because, A, I got hoodwinked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I know the feeling.
I mean, look, it was like I don't know. I mean, I think I can't speak for Terry, but, you know, I feel like he ultimately knew he got hoodwinked and didn't want to say anything to me about it or say, hey, you know, I'm not there today. Maybe it's a good idea not to put the guy on.
Maybe he didn't know by then. He might not have known by then.
Seems like Terry Foster.
I think he had a feeling. I think he had a feeling by then, to be honest with you, because I don't think he would have just been a no-show if he really believed in what the guy was selling.
It seems like the logical next call would be to Terry.
Well, I mean, I think that might be a logical one. He knows more than I do.
Did you ever call him back afterwards?
No, he never called me.
Really?
I didn't think anything of it until yesterday.
I would think he would call you and say, I'm sorry about that.
Right. When he knew that this guy wasn't on the up and up, hey, sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he would be a whole nother story. I mean, you guys could do a really funny piece on this if you wanted to, but I'm sure you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything more. I don't even know why I should be talking to you about it, but I'm talking to you about it because I did nothing wrong.
I know.
I am innocent. I did nothing wrong.
We love you. That's why we called you.
The part that I relate to most was, hey, 3 minutes, it'll be over.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it, right? I mean, like, I'll tell you. The guy sitting in the green room at the time, in the moment, you think he's trying to do something good.
Yeah.
You know, I got, you know, Terry backing him. And like I said, I've known Terry since I was an intern at Fox 2 in 1999 when he was doing the SportsWorks Sunday Night Show. Like, I don't think he's trying to lead me down the wrong path here. You know what I mean?
You know what I always love with interviews? First of all, I don't really like, it's like, we don't need that guy. If Terry's coming in, why do we need that dope?
Well, that's we trust me. We say that a lot.
I know. No, believe me, I've had it happen a lot. Where it's like, yeah, Cuba Gooding is coming in, and he's bringing in the producer who you don't know and you don't care about, but you're going to feel responsible to ask him a question or two.
Exactly.
And the people that come in, you know, on the other person's coattails, they always talk more than you want them to.
Oh, I mean, that's I know all too well about that. I mean, that happens all the time in our business.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
I thought, you know, with Terry being next to me, essentially, or being next to that guy, speaking for the guy, essentially, and saying what this program, whatever the bullshit program was, whatever it was, I thought Terry could, like, explain it or, like, almost even take over the interview.
Yeah, of course.
And then that was it. That was my bad.
No, I thought, honestly, you know, the full disclosure, the way Rob did the story, was the best way to do it. It showed that Fox 2 could, you know,
we're all being scammed together.
It was a screw job, and you guys got sucked into, but it was still a great story, period.
It was a good story. I think he could have left my face out of it. I don't know why my mug needed to show up in there.
And he talked about you, and he mentioned Ryan Amani.
Why do you have to say my name?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you and Rob need to have a conversation.
I mean, I think we should get in the ring for charity or something.
I like it. Anyway, are you still on 3 days a week, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, I don't get it, because the show sure seems to have a little extra spark when you're on, but
absolutely.
I appreciate it. Stay tuned, my friend. Stay tuned. Ooh, That's all I can say.
Stay tuned.
I will. Wow. All right. It's cool that you talked about it, Ryan. I'm sure people will see this fondly.
Hey, congrats on the Wolverines.
Hey, look, we got one, right? Where was that all year long?
Where has it been?
Hey, man, that was great. What a total domination.
I'll tell you, though, hey, if we can go ahead and just win out. And,
here we go.
And make it to the Rose Bowl.
They're not going to win out.
Here we go.
Let's go to the Rose Bowl. I'll take the Rose Bowl. Can the Rose Bowl be a consolation prize?
Hell yeah, the Rose Bowl would be great.
Why would they take Michigan over Penn State?
Well, Ohio State will beat them this week. They'll probably lose another one. I'm not sold on Penn State.
I'm not either.
Ryan said if they win out, that means, of course, they have to beat Ohio State, which might be tough.
Right.
But if they play like they played Saturday night, they can play with anybody.
This could be the year.
At home.
Yeah. This could be the year.
Let's do it. Go blue.
This could be it, baby.
That's the problem with Michigan fans.
Ryan, we're doing it.
Let's go! Let's do it!
Yes!
Hey, did you guys hear the latest rumor, by the way, about Notre Dame?
Brian Kelly out?
Urban Meyer to Notre Dame. Yeah, Paul Feinbaum was saying they should fire Kelly and hire Urban Meyer.
That would be
so. Just a quick note about that.
Yeah.
Just a quick note about that. My second television job was in Toledo, Ohio in 2002. At that time, Urban Meyer was the head coach of Bowling Green. He had three schools on his in his contract. Everywhere he's gone. Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Michigan. If he ever got one of those jobs, he could go. So he's always had that on his radar.
That's kind of what I thought.
But he's also still teaching, quote-unquote, at Ohio State and helping out at that program.
Well, I mean, he wanted to go to Notre Dame. Another story about Notre Dame. Before he went to Florida, he wanted to go to Notre Dame, and he handed the administrators a list of nine players that he wanted to recruit to Notre Dame. They said no to all nine.
Wow.
So he took the job at Florida, got all nine of those players, including Percy Harvin was one of those guys on the list, and they won, you know, the rest is history. They won a national championship, two national championships out of that.
Yeah, who would want that?
Well, that's the other thing, though. Would he fit at Notre Dame?
Well, I don't know what
if
Notre
Dame's
like now, you know, 15 years later or whatever.
That's interesting. Ryan, you're like an encyclopedia of Urban Meyer data.
I got some people who are around Urban Meyer.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the interview.
Is Mr. Happy one of them?
Who?
Mr. Happy.
The
Hog. Him.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm joking
come on,
with
man.
You, man. I'm joking with you. Right out loud.
Oh, come on, well, man. That, you Matt, know I love you,
I
man.
I love you, man.
Ryan, if that's the worst thing that happens to you, I think you'll be okay.
Oh, man. Come on now. I hope so. Knock on wood.
You got it.
I just did for you.
All right. We'll see you, Ryan. Thanks for
love
the time.
You guys.
Love
hey,
you too, buddy.
I'm going to do a show with you guys one day.
If you're allowed.
Please do.
Oh, stop it.
You might have to get that cleared.
Oh, stop it.
I'm being dead serious.
Thank you, Ryan, very much.
I don't want you to get in trouble.
I'll get some clearance.
You know it's okay on our end.
I don't want you. I don't want you to get in trouble over there.
All right. Now. None of that.
Okay, Ryan.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you 5 days a week for Ryan. All right, here we go.
Hey, now stay tuned.
All right, Ryan.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Oh, boy. How funny is that?
He's classic.
You know, they did.
It was a complete and total exoneration.
They did have the one shot of the guy in the Fox who said, why did they have to show Ryan?
And they said it. Ryan Armani interviewed him. They said it.
Was that his?
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Was that his punishment for taking Terry Foster's call?
Perhaps.
They should have canceled Mr. Happy when Terry said he wasn't
coming. Of course they should.
Ryan doesn't even know who Mr. Happy is.
But now you have 3 minutes to fill.
Phil!
Oh, they could fill 3 minutes.
You could just talk about Urban Meyer for 3 minutes.
That is weird. And it's funny.
Yeah, that's what that morning audience loves.
Cam sees that guy on Fox 2. He's like, what? Yeah. Hey, at least she still watches Fox 2.
Yeah, good for her.
The spooktacular savings are back from the dead with our repulsive friends at Zotford and Holly. For the month of Rocktober, you can lease a new 19 Ford Escape or new 19 Ford Edge as low as $97 a month. Yes, that's a brand new Ford Escape or Ford Edge with a monthly payment that's less than the cost of candy you'll be handing out to all the neighborhood brats on Halloween. Or if you need a truck to tote your load of goblins and jack-o'-lanterns, you can lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $99 a month. Those squeamishly haunting deals will be gone before you know it. So slither your way to Zot Ford and see the zombie-rific friends to get your ghoulish new Ford Escape, Ford Edge, or Ford F-150, all below $150 a month. Check out the bone-chilling deals and horrifying inventory at dealsinthed.com. What does Jason say? Does he say, kill, 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 kill.
I'm scared.
Is that Jason right there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like he's saying kill.
What's the other time?
I still like Michael Myers better than him.
What's he saying there? What's that mean?
He's not saying anything. It's just how he breathes.
I'm not scared.
He kills somebody.
I didn't think it was him.
I'm scared.
I just thought it was the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's just the noise they make when he arrives.
Hey, can you play a Monster Mash for me before the day's over?
No.
No?
No. It was not on the show.
Wait, you can't, really? You can't play yourself in Lily's car, whoever's car you took today?
I have mine today. I can. I will.
Okay, great.
I like it on here for some reason.
Have you had to use Lily's car lately?
No. I've got, well, Monday or Tuesday, I got it fixed for her. So, yeah, I took it. It needed a power steering line replaced.
What?
So I had to take care of it. Yeah.
What happened to the power steering?
It started leaking.
Do you have the warranty?
Abby! I didn't buy the warranty for myself.
Warranty?
No, I didn't buy the
After
warranty
After all
for
that
myself.
Excoriating of someone else over the warranty?
I know.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Poor Kennedy.
Boy, what goes around comes around.
Is that expensive to get the power steering?
Yeah, what?
It was. It was. It should have been more than it cost me. Really? Thank God the guy.
Is there a quid pro quo of some kind?
Well, yeah, of course. Really?
Is this a friend?
It's a friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, is there anything you don't have a friend?
I need a roofer.
Yeah.
I do know roofers, but.
What's wrong with your roofer friends?
They just haven't pulled through.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they haven't pulled through.
Okay. This isn't serious.
So we keep looking.
Did you put the skylights into the house, or were they
already? No, they were already in.
They were already in there.
They were already in.
And they've always been a problem?
The one always has been an issue.
Like leaking? Or?
Yeah, it leaks.
Skylights.
Even after we got the new roof in.
Not a good idea.
I swear.
I didn't want to cover them up. I do like the natural light.
I would guess 2/3 of the people I know have had skylights have had problems with them.
Yeah,
now I have quite a few in the house. Only the one is the leaker.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they've been good.
All right. Luke Nowacki would love to help you with a financial plan if you don't have one. Or if you have one, you'd like him to look over and maybe suggest changes if needed. I know Luke and I went through this and we just made a few light adjustments. But you might have multiple 401ks. You want to rope them all together.
You have your 401ks.
Like Brandon. Or maybe you want to set up a 529 for the kids for college or for the kid for college. Maybe you're late starting and you want to get going. That's the thing about having a plan for retirement or for the future. The sooner you start, I think the easier it is. And you know you should. So call Luke Nowacki's team when you're ready, hopefully sooner than later, 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services off through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Remember, FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates is separately owned and other entities. And our marketing and product services reference here, independent Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. So there.
Yeah.
Okay. And
Richard
next,
Heaney's in 10 minutes.
On the Hall Financial Hotline.
Yeah.
The balloon boy.
I was interested in the continuing story with Katie Hill.
Because, is there anything new?
Well, yeah. Some people are saying that she's being held to a double standard or that it's a double standard. Kamala Harris is angry.
Why? Because it was consensual?
I think because, I don't know. Because
she's not in trouble for the thruple. She's in trouble if she was banging her chief of staff.
Well, but the thruple is still an underling in the campaign.
In the campaign, which is over. Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's also,
I don't understand. She has power over her. She pays her.
We talked about it yesterday. I mean, do you have power over a girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse that is in your campaign? Is that okay? Do ethics allow that?
Well, if they're already your boyfriend or girlfriend. I mean, they do that all the time.
She was already her girlfriend.
Well,
my point being, that girl's not complaining about it. The ethical problem is the chief of staff now giving him the bonus that's too much.
I think there's a lot of things going on.
Don't get
here.
Me wrong. There's a big problem. I just think people gravitate to the thruple because it's so weird.
Well, first of all, why is it?
They just feel like that's wrong.
I don't understand why we're all of a sudden supposed to have this great understanding of thruples either. Because when do we use the word thruple?
We don't.
I mean, isn't this a way of saying that this is okay? That's how I felt about it. I felt like they were trying to sell us on this thing. But honestly,
is
I'm not really
okay. I mean,
the thruple.
It's unconventional.
It's not for me.
Didn't work out terribly well. I mean, the voters certainly didn't know about it.
What is it, dating a married person? Is that what a thruple is?
She and her husband are married, and there's a campaign worker who was in this marriage or the relationship, too. But
so a threesome.
That's what I would have called it, a threesome. Yeah. And then the male campaign worker. There are allegations that he had sex with her, too. But you know what? I
guess he works for her in Washington now.
I'm not even.
So that's a foursome.
Yeah. Well,
that wasn't a couple.
He came later.
That was an affair. Yeah.
Okay.
She also paid the thruple girl $14,000 in consulting fees. I don't know. How many 22-year-olds are ready to consult a campaign?
Wow.
Zero.
And the
14, geez.
The guy who she says she did not have sex with, he got a larger bonus than anyone else for some reason. Hmm. But I can literally throw all of that out because today I read the text messages, which I've heard a lot. Oh, the text messages, which There's all this anger. Oh, my God. Her abusive ex-husband is putting out text messages. And almost like it doesn't matter what they say, but they're all about her drinking.
Yeah.
And about her missing flights and about removing her from an event that she's too bombed at.
And he's very mad that she got back to the hotel at 3.
Yeah. And he's like, you getting hammered again? And she's like, not yet. I don't know. It just sounds like, honestly, she sounds out of control.
Yeah. He sounds like a dick in some of
them. He's an asshole. He's an absolute asshole. And to be honest, by the way, I was...
It sounds very controlling.
I was reading about the revenge porn thing, which, you know, this business of exes putting nude pictures or is just... I mean, it's almost like it's normalized now. Yeah. Like, you know, because you're well-known, somebody's going to do that, and everybody's going to go, oh, there's so-and-so nude.
Yeah.
That is so fucked up.
Well, it's one of the first things, just, when the story broke, it's one of the first things we looked for were the pictures.
Of course. But you know what's interesting is that the revenge porn law, if you don't show the private areas, apparently, in some cases, it's not considered revenge porn.
So if it's blurred out.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Which it was.
Yeah.
I still don't like it. I still think it's horrible.
Yeah.
But in light of what it was, which is her nude with this campaign worker.
Brushing her hair.
And doing a bong hit.
Bong, yeah.
I mean, it just, the whole thing sucked for her. But I just thought it was interesting.
You know that picture was taken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing sucked. But I got to tell you, the drinking stuff sounds way worse. And in the defense of her and
like,
the...
How did she ever get any work?
I don't know. They're talking about multiple missed flights in that text message. Did you read the text messages?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's missed. She's so bummed. She's missing flights.
Mm-hmm.
Back to him. And then the other thing was people are saying, why does Katie Hill have to resign? Why doesn't Duncan Hunter have to resign? This Duncan Hunter story, it's like, I can't believe he's not resigning.
I'm shocked.
Why is this not a bigger story?
That's the thing. She doesn't have to resign. She could hold her ground like Duncan Hunter.
Well, she could. And honestly, I didn't like her response was, it's all my abusive ex-husband.
No, it's kind of a cop-out.
Yeah, it's how everybody does this. Just blame somebody else and look at him and revenge porn. And she's going to be a spokesperson for revenge porn now. And she's going to work on revenge porn laws. And it's not even clear that revenge porn laws have been broken, although I feel like any kind of picture like that that you don't want made public, I think that's bullshit. He is a total asshole.
Didn't he upload it to the Would You Bang My Wife?
Yeah. Well, that was with her permission.
Though, yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing I think voters probably might not like.
Oh, yeah. Probably not.
Probably not.
I'm surprised.
You want to bang my wife?
She's not running on that premise. I can tell you that.
Well, it's California. They're a little looser out there.
I don't think they're that loose. I mean, I think if that came out during the campaign,
I would have voted for
it. It'd be a problem.
Didn't Arizona elect that bisexual Arizona lady?
For the House?
Wasn't she a senator?
Oh, senator?
Yeah.
What do you got there, Brandon?
This is Would You Bang My... Well, it's actually Would You F My Wife.
Oh, okay.
Just looking at them, just scrolling through. There's a lot of uploads.
Yeah.
Wait, who? Oh, those are people's wives?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's what people
nice
upload.
Looking wives people want banged.
I know, but now the question is, like, how many of these are consensual?
Did you bang my wife? Huh? Did you bang my whore wife? Oh. Does anybody here have any illegitimate children with my whore wife I should know about?
On that site, I think they are consensual.
I don't think these mostly are wives, to be honest
with
you.
Well, here's the thing. With the revenge porn, does it matter if the face isn't showing or is showing? Because isn't that a bigger problem for Katie Hill that you can clearly tell it's her?
Well, he told him it was her. He said, here's pictures of Katie with the campaign worker.
No, I'm saying she could deny it.
If her face was blurred out.
I just wonder if revenge porn, if it matters if you see a person's face or not. Because looking at all those Would You Bang My Wife ones, you can't see their face in a lot of them.
That's true. Hey, there's a penis in that picture along with
there's
the wife.
A penis
and a plug. There's a plug in there, too.
Hmm. Kind of plug.
Anyway, the Duncan Hunter... the Duncan Hunter story, you know, and this idea that, why is she in trouble? Duncan Hunter's not...
Hey,
well, Duncan Hunter...
She worked in his campaign, too.
They both fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know why he makes... I mean, it's like, look at Duncan Hunter. Look at her abusive.
No, it doesn't.
I mean,
look at them both.
This is how everyone works now, and it seems to work.
They
generally
both suck.
But this guy spent $250,000 traveling around having affairs with five different women.
Yeah.
And he didn't resign.
Plus, they flew the rabbit first class, right?
Yeah, they flew a rabbit first class. His wife actually pled guilty to misuse of campaign funds.
Yeah. So she was writing all kinds of things off, like donations to the soldiers, and it was what, makeup at Macy's?
What is the, I mean, I thought when all this Me Too stuff came out, mm-hmm. and we found out that, oh, yeah, they're all paying off sexual assault or sexual harassment cases with taxpayer dollars. And I thought the word was, we're going to put an end to that. Everybody's going to know what the hell's going on. And then this happens and nothing? What, they can't take action against this person?
Well, I thought he is. Was he indicted, Duncan Hunter?
No, why isn't he thrown out of the house? Why are these people allowed to keep these jobs? And, you know, it's with judges all the time. These judges that do unbelievable
things. Due process before they kick him out, I suppose.
I'm sure Miss Staph Infection, has she been, what's her status now?
Who?
Staph Infection Judge?
Oh!
The one Walchek did the story on? Is she still a judge?
No, I thought but she's still employed. She's not allowed to hear cases.
Because, excuse me, I had a surgery. I have a wound infection and an open wound. So if you want staph infection, all over the courthouse.
I think they're still paying her, though.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
What? They won't let her hear cases.
No.
But she still gets paid.
They make the rules.
Yeah, it's just so frustrating.
You want to call her? She's got a number on their website.
Oh, Miss Wound Infection?
Oh, well, we have a phone call right now to make.
Yeah, Richard Heaney.
All right. Science detective.
A little lighter. And they showed Richard Heaney on Good Morning America today. He immediately accused TJ. What's TJ's last name?
Holmes? Isn't it TJ Holmes?
TJ Holmes. The reporter for GMA?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's great. I like him a lot. I'm surprised I couldn't remember his name.
Best one they have.
Anyway, he tells him, you guys are doing a hit job. He's like, what do you mean hit job? He's asking him questions. There was not a hit job at all. His wife pleaded guilty.
There's his kid's band.
I don't know what the charge was. Do you know what the charge was the wife pleaded guilty to?
No.
And Richard Heaney went to jail, didn't he?
Yeah, they both did.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those kids go.
Sounds great.
Hello, Richard here.
Hey, Richard. It's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit.
Oh, hey, great.
How you doing?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, we're all doing good.
I'm watching the Heaney Boys,
with
the
a Z.
Balloon Boy hoax, which is, how many hits does it have, Mark?
Almost half a million.
Wow. So is the band making some money?
Yeah, well, they make money on the YouTube stuff, for sure. Yeah. And then, of course, when they go out and gig, they make quite a bit of money.
Oh, how many gigs do they have coming up?
Nothing right now, because they had to take a couple years off. To make their new movie.
What?
And that's, yeah, well, they got a movie up on Amazon Prime and on Vimeo called American Chili.
Oh, wow. That sounds
great. Yeah, so, yeah, it's not a musical. We like to call it a rockestra. So it's like, you know, in the opening, there's a scene for like 4 or 5 minutes, and then they rock out to a song, and then another scene, and it kind of trades off.
Man, I got to say, Richard Heaney, you are an idea man. You must have so many ideas every day just coming out of that head.
Yeah, it gets confusing after a while. Who are you guys?
Who are we?
I'm messing with you.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Richard, I was watching on
really
Good Morning.
Know.
I saw you on Good Morning America today with TJ, who I really like as a reporter. And you told him it was a hit job in the middle of the interview. And I was trying to figure out, why did you think it was a hit job?
Well, okay, many, many years, people have contacted me and they say they want to do a story. And perhaps the biggest one, the biggest disappointment was I said I wasn't going to do any media back in like 2009, I think it was. So the Larry King Show contacted me. And I said, the only way I'm going to do your show is if you show proof, these clips that I have, video clips, that I'm innocent. And
what
so
are the,
they
what,
promised,
are the, what are the clips show, Richard? How could a clip prove that?
Oh, I got multiple clips. For instance, I've got the detective who interrogated Mayumi using their own police investigation cameras. He says one thing, but then in his affidavit he lies and says something else.
Yeah, but he wasn't accused of anything.
No, and that's just the thing. And of course, the sheriff and the DA both lied through their teeth about the order of the phone calls, And yet it just gets recycled. So I really get tired of it, and I just wish the public could see the evidence for themselves.
Well, I thought your wife pleaded guilty to something, and didn't you have a charge or something? Wasn't there something you guys were legally charged with?
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, everybody wants to call this a hoax when the fact was I was forced to take a guilty plea because they were threatening to deport my wife, Mayumi, and they were threatening to take away my kids. So
if you proved yourself not guilty, they would deport your wife and take the kids? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But my attorney, we had separate attorneys, by the way. So my attorney told us that nobody's ever going to believe us. He said, public opinion is against you. And he said, I'll defend you in a trial by jury, but nobody's going to believe you. And I thought, well that's really screwed up.
Time to get a new attorney, then.
Well, yeah, when Falcon said, I did it for the show on CNN, because we were watching that, and it was like, oh, boy, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
I mean, he seemed like he was acknowledging that that everybody knew he wasn't in the balloon.
No. What had happened was, after he had come out from wherever he was,
the attic.
We were sitting on the couch. He came out, and then I just figured everything was over. You know, we found him, but one of the detectives says, "You know, you got to go out there and talk to the press." I said, "I'm not talking to anybody." He said, "Well, the sheriff's on his way down to stand out there with you," and I thought, "This is ridiculous. I don't want to talk to anybody." But they said to me, the cops said, if you don't talk to them, they're going to follow you around for the next few weeks. And, of course, I wasn't doing too well financially back then, and I couldn't lose any jobs. But I left to go back in the house. My kids split on the front yard, and I went inside the house, and I'm looking for Falcon. I don't see him anywhere. And then what had happened was one of the reporters asked him, can you show us where you were hiding? And that it was an Asian reporter, and he said, can you show me for my show? And so the garage door, I guess, came up, and there were reporters on the front. I'm running around the house calling for him, you know, Falcon, where the hell are you? You know, he's gone again. And then I opened the inside garage door, and I looked out to the big door, which was open, and there's like 30 reporters there, and he's showing them how he got into the attic. Well, that's what he was referring to.
That's a long story. Falcon remembered all of that stuff when he was answering Wolf Blitzer? This kid got a photographic memory?
Did the Asian lady work for Wolf Blitzer?
No. There was multiple reporters out in the front yard.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure even – I don't know. I think just a wave of people came across the yard, and I lost sight of him. And
again,
I guess
you lost sight of him two times in like one day.
Oh, yeah. I was in total panic mode.
Jeez. What happened to the balloon, by the way? Because I never even knew, was somebody supposed to travel in the balloon? Ever?
Is it in the Air and Space Museum now? Because it should be.
It should be.
Yeah, I was just watching it fly, man. That was cool.
Pretty cool. Can you build another one?
I actually did build a second one for Larry King to prove that I wasn't lying about the measurements. You know, the sheriff came out to the public and said, oh, Richard's lying about the measurements. And I was, in fact, telling the truth.
There's no way that balloon was going to hold a kid of that size and fly away. No way.
Well, according to some professor out of the university who measured it, he said that it would if it's 20 feet. So there you
some professor? That sounds convenient.
Yeah.
What was the balloon designed to do originally? Why was there a balloon? What was it supposed to do?
There was never supposed to be a balloon. What it was
built one.
Yeah, but it's called the Biefeld-Brown effect. And that's where you apply high voltage to the top, high voltage to the bottom, and then this thing just goes crazy in the air. And I was having difficulty with my small experiment, and one of my friends, John Hutchinson, suggested to fill something up with helium. And then that way you can watch the craft fly around.
Fly around?
Well, like in the backyard.
Oh, you mean like on a tether?
Yeah. That was the whole idea. You tether it. And there's a guy on YouTube. He's got this little 6-inch flying saucer. I think he applied 30,000 volts, and this thing's going crazy in this tabletop experiment.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll have to watch that. Okay, so if somebody wanted to book the Heaney Boys, what do they charge for a concert?
Well, it depends on the location because you got travel expenses, and it depends on the crowd size. And quite frankly, I don't do that. My wife does all the financials. So
what do you mean?
I have to tell you
the crowd size, but aren't they the draw? I mean,
oh yeah, yeah.
Do they draw a crowd? Like,
oh yeah, they certainly do.
How many people go to see the Heaney Boys?
Well, I think their biggest crowd was over in Daytona. In front of this place called the Cruising Cafe on the New Year's.
Spring
there
break?
Must have been 3,000 people, I'm guessing.
Wow, they'll draw 3,000? Oh, that's huge. So then what would a concert cost approximately? I mean, is it $500, $5,000? I mean, I have no idea.
Again, it just depends. It could be anywhere from $500 to $1,000.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when will they be going on tour?
Let's see. Well, right now they're starting to rehearse some of the new songs, so they're probably going to be ready in about 6 to 8 months.
Wow,
cool. Well, hey, are you running them through the paces like Joe Jackson in the Jackson 5?
You know, I don't have to do that with these guys.
Cool.
I mean, they just want to do it.
Hey, Richard, do you own any shirt with sleeves? Because you had two different shirts on in the GMA special, and they were both tank tops.
Dude, we're in Florida.
Oh, they don't wear sleeves in Florida?
No, it's too hot and humid.
Wow.
Where can I get one of those Search Truth Internet Historian Richard Heaney tanks? Is there a merch page?
Yeah, my son made that for me. So.
Oh, is he selling the merch? Does he sell them at the shows? The Heaney Boys show. What? Man.
Yeah, they have their own merch for the Heaney Boys.
Is there Balloon Boy merch from back in the day?
No, not at all.
Really?
They want to stay away from that, yeah.
Oh,
why? Why do you want to stay away from it? You should have capitalized on it, Richard.
They did a song called Balloon Boy Hoax.
Yeah. They did not want to do that song.
They didn't want to, then why'd they do it?
Their aggressive manager made them.
Yeah, we were going to hire some guy to do SEO, and he said, you know, you guys should do a rap song about the Balloon Boy. And we said, no, we're not doing that.
No hoax.
Oh, because it's the wrong genre.
Yeah.
I see.
Hey, Richard, what are some? I saw on GMA too. Which I kind of disagree with this, but you said your inventions. Nobody, you know, you had deals fall apart because of the whole Balloon Boy thing. Which, personally, I think it helps your Q rating. People know who you are and would be more interested. But what are some of your inventions that you've come up recently with?
Oh well, of course. I guess everybody knows about the bear scratch back scratcher.
Yep, we talked to you about that last time.
Right. And then there's the
where can I get that?
Is that a big seller?
My name is bearscratch.com, right?
Okay.
Yeah, bearscratch.com.
Cool.
And then we've got our
B-E-A-R or B-A-R-E?
B-E-A-R.
Oh. Yeah, I see it. Okay.
And then we got a new one called the blow jab.
Oh, gross. What's that about?
No. It's you know, in a hot and humid environment, it's this air conditioner you jab down your pants.
Oh, look at that.
I'm looking at it right now.
Nice. Well, that is going to get so abused for the wrong way.
Do people, is hot testicles a big problem?
I think Richard just runs hot.
It seems that way.
Yeah. We were doing some roofing one time, and I'll tell you what, it was very uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. So it's for roofers and
who's
other
gonna
people.
Who's going to wear an air-conditioned fan for their pants?
It looks like it works.
Oh, man. People love it.
How big is that device, though?
Oh, it's not very big. It's like, you know, 3x6 is a small air conditioner.
But in your pants?
I mean,
but everybody sees it, too, and they go, oh, your ball's hot? I mean, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, don't be around people with hot balls.
Yeah, in this environment, everybody needs a good blow jab.
Absolutely.
And now Tom Mazzaway here has some problems with his roof. Are you still doing roofing?
Well, we're trying to stay away from that. That was on a house that we had actually bought, and it needed a new roof. But we try and sub that out, let someone else do it.
What should I do about these
skylights?
Skylights. That's what's leaking on my roof.
Well, it depends on what kind of skylights. Are they like solar tubes?
No.
Regular skylight?
Yeah, regular skylight.
That's an easy fix. You got to get a bucket of roofing tar.
Yeah, I did that already.
You make a big balloon, put it in the backyard.
Mark, please, I'm trying to get some tips here.
Really?
Go ahead.
Okay, well,
roofing tar.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's...
And then we typically get a paint stick or a cement trowel, and you dig in that bucket, and you start wiping it all around your skylight, and that should seal it right up.
Yeah, get out of mess.
All right.
Okay.
Now we know what you're doing tomorrow.
Richard, thanks so much, and good luck with the Heaney Boys band.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
You bet.
Yeah, check out American Chili, the movie.
Okay,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we're
on Amazon.
We're going to look at the trailer right now.
Yep, you'll laugh your ass off.
Thanks, cool. Rich.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks.
See ya.
Fire.
Richard Heaney. What a joke. Father of Falcon Heaney. Oh my God, this band sucks.
I'm honestly kind of insulted that they are saying it's not a scam.
Wait, he's singing on top of the balloon. How ridiculous. No, they didn't want to do this song, though.
They got some hair, man.
Then why'd they do it? If they didn't want to do it, why did they do it? Then why is the drum set on a balloon that looks just like the Balloon Boy balloon? Wait, Brandon, that was, you went from Balloon Boy band
to the last story we were talking about.
That was a penis.
Sorry about that.
Needs a haircut.
Here's
the trailer. Talking about the Balloon Boys. I'm talking about that lady with her legs spread.
Here's their movie.
Yeah, I got a curse to you, man. Six of Gilmore. Coyote's gonna grow everywhere.
I just inherited my dad's hotel and restaurant, American Chili. I have on $60.
Amazon is picking this up.
20, 40, 60.
Hey, wait, why does he get 60?
So it looks like it's a stage show.
God, this is dumb.
What a piece of shit movie.
I don't know if I would want to watch this.
No.
I would rather pack my rectum full of M80s and squat over a flaming hibachi than see this movie.
Is there a thermometer?
I would rather have a circle jerk with my dad and grandpa than see this flaming turd of a movie.
Okay, so there's an interlude where they play their instruments and stuff.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
The trailer has been checked out 6,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
But it just got released a couple weeks ago.
Any comments on the trailer?
Let's see.
Can we edit out the last 15 minutes of the show? It was awful.
Just bleep the whole thing.
Just bleep the whole 15 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Richard Heaney. I love his explanations.
They don't make any sense.
No, I know. They're all ridiculous.
And then you realize quickly you don't want to argue with him because he's just going to make up another ridiculous point.
Think they're making some money?
No.
The whole family?
No.
Well, I mean, judging by their house, clearly.
Maybe the bear claw scratcher?
Can't even afford sleeves.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt it. I think they're full of ideas, though. I think it's a very creative household.
What's the Heaney's worth? Do they have a net worth?
Oh, I don't think so.
We'll hear from them in 15 years on the 25th anniversary. You know we will, right?
Yes.
I was thinking maybe before that, but probably not. I'll probably wait for 25.
So today I'm watching the coverage of El
Baghdadi. Just call him that.
El Baghdadi.
Yeah.
And
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
And this morning, the two morning shows were interviewing, and I don't know if CBS did this, they're talking to one of the generals, and they're demanding verification that Baghdadi was crying and whimpering. They're kind of implying that. Where did he hear that? Where did he find that out?
And did he blow himself up?
It sounds like he made it up.
Maybe, but who cares?
But I know. I don't care. I wanted to believe it. I don't want them. Let's not question Trump about stuff that we all want to believe. I mean, are we on the same page about this?
Honestly, what does that matter if he's lying about that?
And it doesn't. I mean, he's a huckster. He's a New York contractor, and he's prone to exaggeration.
What does it matter to them?
I think they were trying to bust him in a lie. I think they're trying to catch him in a lie.
But it's not a lie anybody cares about.
I know. That's kind of how I felt.
He's got plenty of lies that matter. Why worry about the ones that don't?
I honestly don't know. I thought it was funny. And the general actually said, well, he must have talked to some of the special ops guys, which I don't know if he did or if he was just saying that.
I thought he was watching it.
Yeah, he was. Huh. So it was like a movie. That would be like one hell of a movie, I bet.
Really kind of poorly made one because the camera probably moved really fast and it's dark and not lit well.
Man, is that dog a hero, though.
Oh, yeah. Greatest thing ever.
Yeah. I don't understand.
And she lived. The canine, which
he calls a dog.
Some people call a dog.
I don't understand, though, how you can show some pictures of him because now there's a whole slew of photos of this dog, yet the dog's name has to remain classified?
They said it on TMZ.
It's Conan.
I think, yeah, it's Conan.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he's named after Conan O'Brien. She is named after Conan O'Brien.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, I think so. That's what they were saying on TMZ.
It was declassified forever, and I'm just wondering, like, why?
Wait, if we know the dog's name, the dog is going to be...
The dog's in danger. Yeah.
They also said who...
ISIS is going after that dog.
Yes. Or anyone named Conan. Maybe.
They love dogs.
Did you see they named the leader of the mission who's from Kentucky.
Really?
They did. Yeah, they did yesterday. I was like, really? He really wants everyone to know his name?
I really feel like we've all buried the lead of this story with Baghdadi today. And it said it was verified because somebody had to steal his dirty undies.
Yeah.
Drew and I were in tears after the show talking about it. Because we know Baghdadi probably only has like two or three pairs of underwear. They're all dirty. And he's probably just flummoxed for a month as to where his third pair of dirty underwear went.
Now, was this the courier that stole the underwear?
It's an unidentified informant. And they every time you see the underwear described, it's always soiled.
I heard dirty in a couple places.
Well, if he's hiding, there's not many bathrooms.
You know what I'm thinking?
Exactly.
The guy, Baghdadi.
Do you think the U.S. is like, you just keep those undies, we'll believe you. I don't care who it is, we'll just believe, get those undies out of here.
He lives in a small space, too, and he leaves his underwear on the floor?
For anybody to pick up?
What the fuck?
What a creep.
No, I mean, it's a small space he lives in. He's so the world's gross. Biggest terrorist, and he's got this tiny space, and he leaves his underwear on the floor.
Apparently,
he's got two wives.
I know, and he bleeds all over the place, too, I guess, because they had his blood.
Gross.
Can imagine that guy. What a quandary to sit there and go, oh, God, do I take that underwear? I don't know. It's pretty soiled. Yeah,
that's the end of those underwears.
Oh, it's just full of DNA. I should probably take those undies.
Is there anything?
Some fresh knickers right away.
I guarantee you they're worse than, was it Mutalib, the underwear bomber?
Oh,
the underwear bomber
God,
at Christmas
yeah,
Day
the
here
underwear
in Detroit,
bomber.
And they love showing his undies on the,
news. His wiener got burned.
Yeah, the grossest pair of underwear. They're yellow.
Is he in prison around here? Or, you know, he would have been sent somewhere else.
Yeah. I would say,
or was
I would
that
hope.
The shoe bomber that was flying into Detroit?
No, Richard Reed was flying. Was it Richard Reed? Was that
yeah,
his name?
Yeah.
When he was flying Paris to Boston, maybe?
Was the underwear bomber flying to Detroit?
He was flying to Detroit,
okay, that's
yeah.
what I thought.
Yeah, he was on a KLM flight. Mutalib, right?
I can't remember his name. Sounds right. As far as this event, you know, which everyone loves, of course, as we loved it when Bin Laden was nailed. I mean, it's such a cool thing, too. It's, you know, for I think it's one of those things that any guy just loves this story.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
even kids love a story like this. And I think women appreciate it, too. I'm not trying to be sexist about it, but it's just, it's a very James Bondian kind of thing. And it's
bad,
a total head rush.
Badass.
And then
they'll make a movie about it.
What
hey,
I was
by
wondering,
the way, though, remember the whole Zero Bark 30 line that I laughed way too hard at on the tweet?
What was the?
Remember we were talking about it yesterday when he tweeted out the picture of the dog, and some of the first comment was they're going to make a movie called Zero Park 30. That was the headline in the New York Post today.
Oh boy,
that's a good headline.
Simple. I love it.
Did this help Trump in the polls at all? Because I have a feeling it probably didn't.
It's probably a little bump until tomorrow.
I didn't honestly.
Thursday.
I haven't even seen a poll. I haven't even heard anybody talk about a poll. But
it
I was,
did just happen. I mean,
they'll bring it up. It'll
happen 2 days ago. Those people poll every day on 538. They have new results every day. And you know, I think I looked at it yesterday, which was a day and a half afterwards, and it looked to me like he was at the same level as before. So in other words, As of yesterday, he had not even budged.
Yeah, but think about it. The news breaks on Sunday. If they're going to do their polling on Monday.
Well, what's on 538 today? Do they have his?
I'll look.
No. And I was so curious about it because it seemed my feeling was his base is his base is his base. And there's nothing you can say to lower that number. Maybe you can lower it a little bit. But and on the other hand, the people who are never Trump, there's nothing he can do to move them into his category. It's like Trump is frozen in place. Now, there are 10% of Republicans who want him impeached, and I think there's 7% of Democrats who do not want him impeached. So, I mean, there's a little bit of potential movement.
40.6 approval October 29th.
That's about the same as it's been.
Ticked up a little bit.
Would you say he's the most booed president in the history of the world?
I can't recall seeing a president, people chant, lock him up.
I think that's the first time ever you'll ever see anything like that.
But every poll that their aggregate uses, they don't have the last most. What's today? What's the day today?
29th.
Yeah, so the most recent one is the 28th, and there's only two of them. And his approval on one is 46 for one of the more recent ones.
Which poll is that?
Harris. And then Rasmussen is at 46.
Yeah, he always does better in that poll.
Rasmus? So
yeah.
Because, yeah.
And then, anyway, I looked up Obama. Mm-hmm. When Bin Laden happened, mm-hmm. when before Bin Laden was captured, he was at 47%. And after he was captured, 56%.
And this went up 9%. This is bigger than that.
And Trump told him about Bin Laden.
I mean, Trump's got that other little problem of the impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
And Thursday is going to be a very bad day for him, I have a feeling.
Thursday?
They're going to get what they want. Well, yeah, they're going to take the vote in the House and open everything up to the public. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Which then they'll just spin it into something else.
How long does it take to get through the House vote and then the Senate vote? And all the crap in between.
You mean for impeachment?
Yeah.
Well, Senate, there'll be a whole hearing.
Right, but how, I'm just trying, I mean, what, couple months?
Oh, it shouldn't, well, I don't know how long the hearing will take. The actual impeachment and inquiry vote should be pretty fast. It typically is.
Because I would think that, you know, it would, when the House impeaches him, it's going to be, oh my God, the fourth, wait, fourth or fifth? Fourth president impeached?
No,
Clinton,
third, right?
Third. Andrew Johnson.
Nixon doesn't count.
Nixon
right?
doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, Nixon wasn't impeached.
He had an inquiry, though.
And then when the Senate votes not to impeach, it's going to be, oh, yes, I'm cleared. Everything is fine. Didn't do anything wrong.
Yep. We know how it's going to go.
So I would think that would buoy him in some way. Although, I don't know the people. You know, it's like they had a poll. I don't remember whose poll it was. It might have been CNN's. 43%. Do not want him impeached. 55% do want him impeached. I don't see that number moving a lot, whether he gets impeached by the House and cleared by the Senate, or rather not, you know, not thrown out of office by the Senate. Or it seems to me it doesn't matter. It seems like that number just stays the same.
Well, unless they have a moment like Nixon did in those hearings when that wasn't John Dean. Was it John Dean? Who's the one?
Oh, it was big.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge moment where.
Well, he wouldn't turn over tapes either.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah, but most people would. Well, why should he turn? You know, there's always going to be that argument until you have that one person on camera saying this happened.
So that's what happened in the last two, like Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. They were impeached by the House.
Not, they didn't leave
but acquitted
office.
Acquitted by the Senate.
Yeah. It never goes through.
Okay. But you're still considered impeached if it's impeached by the House.
Nixon would have been impeached. Nixon would have
been
impeached.
It would have been a clean sweep.
Yeah.
So we're expecting him to be impeached by the House, but not by the Senate.
Probably not.
As of now.
So he'll have the same as Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on.
Depending on how that hearing goes.
Bill Clinton
came. If there's some massive smoking gun.
Bill Clinton came out of things flying high. You know what? His approval rating never really
dipped. You know why? And you've mentioned this a million times. Because he shut up.
Yeah, he shut up.
That really helped him because then the talk became about, well, it's just a blowjob.
But he did attack.
It was an obstruction of justice.
They did also attack.
He didn't.
No, he didn't. That's but everyone else did because Trump does not have that kind of support.
Wow.
Clinton did. In that respect, and look at all the people like Monica Lewinsky never said a word. She even was loyal to him. And what about that?
She just did an interview, too, and she was talking about that. She didn't even talk to her brother about it for legal reasons to keep him out of it. That's so messed up.
I never understood, you know, because I was reading about her legal bills being, you know, millions of dollars. What could cost so much? They really worked that many hours on defending Monica Lewinsky. What was her crime again?
Well, I don't know, but when you have the whole government attacking you, the whole power
What's
of the
crime,
executive
though?
Branch.
What's the crime?
I don't know. Maybe the fear is stepping into a crime.
I just don't understand why you have nine lawyers working 8 hours a day on.
If you have,
I don't understand.
If you have the power of the federal government and an unending timetable and an unlimited budget, they can find almost anything on you.
Like what?
I don't. Who knows?
What did she do? Oh, she had sex with a person who was. Well, I still.
So if that happened to you, you were in her position.
You'll never let me understand.
Have a lawyer?
No, I'm not saying she didn't have a lawyer. I'm just saying I don't understand why it costs millions of dollars. What were these lawyers doing all those hours? I mean, that's a lot of hours.
Whatever lawyers do. I mean, you know the answer to that.
No, I know, but it
just
probably
leaving
that
a voicemail that was itemized.
In that case, it just seems absurd. And I remember Linda Tripp had huge legal bills herself.
Yeah, well,
it's because she recorded a phone call.
Yeah.
Okay, how much homework is there to do on recording a phone call illegally? How much, really? Are there really thousands and thousands of hours?
Yeah, but you know, there's all that those bullshit things that get filed that you have to respond to. It's all about the response. It's all, they make up the game, Drew. You know that.
I'll never understand. I mean, I would have a hard time billing her with a straight face for millions of dollars.
Maybe they didn't do it with a straight face.
Remember what Tom Cruise did in The Firm? He proved it. He proved they were the wrong hours, those wrong billable hours.
Oh, yes.
One of my favorite movies.
The Firm?
Yeah.
Really?
Love The Firm.
Never seen it.
Wilford Brimley?
Who was the female, his wife?
Yeah, Jeannie Triplehorn.
Whatever happened to her?
Maybe.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think you're right. Was. No, she's pretty.
She's an SP. You got rid of her.
Has she done stuff since? I mean, it's weird how many people have just fallen off.
She was in Big Love. Remember the movie? Show
oh,
Big
yeah,
Love?
Yeah. That was a big show.
I love that show, Bill Paxton.
No, it's funny. A lot of times when I go, where is so-and-so? You find out, oh, well, she's on a Netflix show. Right. You know, like they're making a big to-do over this new Netflix morning television show with Jennifer Aniston. And
yeah.
Not Netflix.
It's on Apple TV.
Plus.
Oh, Apple TV. Okay. Yeah.
Is that going to be on regular Apple TV?
No, Apple Plus. You got to pay for it. $5 a month or something.
Streaming services are getting so
they're getting out of control.
Yeah.
How?
But you know what? They're going to kill broadcast. Broadcast is going to be done. Explain
to me. They're spending the most money on every episode of that show.
Uh-huh.
The one with Jennifer Aniston and what's her name?
Isn't it
Little Eyes?
Reese Witherspoon.
It's $300 million for two seasons, right?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. How do they make that money back? Are that many people going to subscribe to Apple Plus?
I don't think Apple is terribly concerned about making a lot of money back right now.
You're right.
No company.
They're becoming a network.
No company in the world has more cash on hand than Apple.
That show.
I still don't.
They can spend whatever they want because they.
But they got to get people
so far behind the game of Netflix and Amazon that they got to spend whatever they can to put these programs
I guess you can throw money at anything and people
I think that's the plan right now is just to do that.
The problem is you still have to have some winning shows.
It's probably going
to
fail.
But you got Disney's coming out.
It's getting
out
shitty
now.
Reviews.
You got Amazon, Hulu.
Disney's is a winner though, man. With everything that's on that platform.
The Marvel.
What are they going to do?
Fox.
How much are they going to charge?
There's so many different
whatever it things, is, they're gonna increase the charges in 6 months and then increase the charges in 6 months. I think I'm paying like $90 a month.
But the rumor is you can bundle it with Hulu and ESPN Plus and I think like for $10 or something.
Is there anything good on Hulu right now?
They're losing Seinfeld.
The Amazing Jonathan documentary.
It's funny. I pay for Hulu and every month I go why am I paying for Hulu?
Get your password.
Killing Eve. Killing Eve is on Hulu.
What's Killing Eve?
That's I don't even want to say who's in it because you're just gonna scoff and not watch it. I'm not even gonna don't look it up either, Brandon. Do not tell him who's in it because I didn't want to watch it because she was in
it. I'm looking it up.
But
it's got Jodie Comer and Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh, she's okay.
Jodie Comer's fantastic. She was the one that won the Emmy for it.
Sandra Oh was in the Wine movie with.
That's right. Yeah, Sideways.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Killing Eve is actually really, really good.
By the way, what happened to Virginia Madsen? Did she just age out?
I always loved her.
I love her too.
She was
my high school.
I beat you to it.
You know what though? I don't understand why I keep expecting every time I read that, like, and her brother went to, but apparently he didn't.
Really?
I don't think he did because I was reading
Michael
about
Madsen.
Him.
Yeah,
Michael Madsen. Why didn't he go to the same high school that she went to that I went to? What's that about?
Let's get
an
interview.
An all boys school, maybe.
What the hell is that? But has anyone seen Virginia Madsen lately?
No. You didn't see her at a reunion?
No.
Does Mr. Skin have her?
He's not my class.
She's
is she on Mr. Skin?
Of course. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
I think she's supposed to be in a new show. Excuse me. Is it the Dune one? Or was that something she had already been in?
Oh, she was in something called Her Smell. Ugh. Gross.
I think I would, on grounds of the not liking the title, I think I would turn that down.
See that.
Swamp Thing.
Oh, she's in Designated Survivor.
What?
Yes, that's right.
Which I deemed the most ridiculous premise for a show.
Wait.
You know what the Designated Survivor is when the president's giving the State of the Union, the person who doesn't go, and the terrorist then blew up the State of the Union, so that guy
became... She's in that?
She's in that show,
yeah.
Is it doing well?
I don't know.
It's
off regular
ABC.
It's not on ABC anymore.
It looks so dumb.
By the way, the Conners is getting ready to debut.
Oh, great. What's it going to get? $3 million?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Channel 4 has been teasing.
By the way, when we were talking to Dice, I wanted to ask him, but I thought, I should know. Remember when Dice and Roseanne were going to tour?
Yeah, you kind of alluded to that.
Did they actually tour?
I don't think so.
I don't think they did either.
They did.
I remember them coming here.
Yeah.
That was the Roseanne Barr, Andrew Dice.
Kickoff Scathing Comedy Tour.
And that was in September.
Maybe it was just quick. I don't know.
Let's call him. Call him back.
So, yeah, they started it. They did a show in September. I just don't know how many shows or when they are.
Yeah, and I do remember people bitching about it, too.
Yeah, and the lamestream media wouldn't even report on it.
It seemed like there were just a couple of shows. I mean, honestly, I had never read much about it.
I don't know. Ultimately, I think these streaming services, though, it's going to come full circle where there's so many of them, someone's going to put them all together and create something called cable TV. And it's going to just go right back to where it was, right?
Yeah, but why would Netflix join?
Wouldn't that be almost easier in a way?
Well, okay, so because I cut the cord, that's kind of what I have now.
Right.
You know, well, I have Apple TV. Okay. You see, there's Netflix.
How much are you saving, Mark, a month?
About $120.
Yeah. Ooh!
Spread out. And I got to tell you, I was very kind of ambivalent whether or not to do it. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Why?
Part of that's because I watch a lot of TV on my computer and on my phone.
So when you put your TV on,
yeah,
what comes on?
This question's going to be really good.
That's a good question. I like that question.
Well, I just answered. It's the Apple TV, so it's got the little things that says
just the smart TV that gives you options.
All right, so the hub, the screen comes up, and then you can push the ones that you want.
Not a smart TV, yeah. It's just like anybody that watches Netflix on their TV.
So if you want to watch ESPN, what do you watch?
Well, I have YouTube TV. I pay for that, or I use the ESPN app. Look at the wheels turning in his head.
Matt's just thinking, I like my cable. I just like turning it on ESPN when I want it.
That looks like futuristic, beautiful stuff.
Kind of
what my dad says.
All right, now hold on.
Yeah.
But he figured it out. He figured out the smart TV. So.
Okay, so what are you paying a month?
For that,
$50? Internet and TV.
Matt wants a flow chart.
Technology
I just
want to
compare
stuff.
It to what I'm paying.
It's $50 for YouTube TV.
Okay.
I pay a lot.
My brother has Netflix.
All right, but let's pretend
I use his Netflix. He uses my Hulu. I think it's a fair trade.
Let's just say that's another 17. So that's 67.
Why are we doing this on the air?
Because I want to know.
Brandon thinks it's a fair trade that I watch his Netflix and he goes on my bookie account and blows my money.
You shot that down so fast.
Damn. Have you been on my account lately?
I made some winning bets for you last week.
What did you bet last week?
Mark, you got away with it.
It's not the parlay from the previous week. This is since the parlay.
Well, the lock of the week, which was...
Lock of the week? Oh, no, I appreciate
that.
It
was a huge winner.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Nice job, Mark.
By the way, I have people lately telling me, did you get your stuff fixed yet?
Yeah, no,
you got a lot of stuff.
Somehow, Kevin said that at the tailgate. The first thing he said, how's your stuff? Did you get it fixed?
Your stuff, amazing. Well, you know what? I don't know. Let's see what TNT on TNT.
It's a great walk-off line by Brandon.
Fix your stuff. It's very aggressive.
I still don't think
he turned away from me,
hey,
too.
It's back. Like,
it's bad. TNT is now TNT.
Oh, so, by the way, my stuff was never not fixed.
Your stuff great better be TNT too. Next Tuesday.
Shaving Ryan's Privates?
Yeah. God, it's a pretty hot movie.
Probably the best movie.
You know, it's along the lines of Fix Your Stuff. Mark sent me this story today about.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to start using it.
Teenagers, when their parents or, you know, grandparents or older people give them advice that they don't really want, they go, okay, boomer.
I've never heard that.
Guess what? You can buy a shirt that says okay, boomer on it.
Kids, this generation communicates in symbols. Oftentimes, or the rest of us use words.
I'm done saying, it should be like it was in the old days. But honestly, I can't remember mocking my, well, yeah, I did mock my mother from time to time.
Of course you
But
did.
It was usually
Everybody
in fun. Okay, boomer, the thing I like about it suggests that you're an asshole and you're stupid.
Well, what if they just, okay.
It does.
Okay, boomer.
Can you blame it? There's so many articles being written every single day about how shitty Gen Z and millennials are and how we're killing everything and we suck and we're ruining everything.
You are.
The only comeback I guess these people have is okay, boomer.
Well, I think it's funny. Actually, I laughed when I read the story.
It's like that all three of you guys are fighting it out.
I'm laughing because I think it's a funny joke. But if you put yourself in the mindset of someone 16 saying, okay, boomer, you know, it's an older person that they don't like what they're saying.
There should be a law that if someone says that, you can just punch them in the face.
But I don't take it personally. The thing is...
Well, who would?
It sounds...
There'll be a news story of someone getting punched in the face for saying, okay, boomer.
I have to tell you that I read another story today about narcissists.
Yeah, they're the happiest people in the world.
I know. Wasn't it? That was a fascinating story.
Seems kind of obvious now that I think about it.
What? No, how could you hate me? I'm perfect. I'm amazing.
It does, except that...
Freaky Grande.
No, that's it. That's totally it. The thing about it, though, is... And what I hate to see, because I mean, you hate the idea that the whole world of narcissism is growing.
Yeah.
There's more narcissists and sociopaths than ever. Mm-hmm. And
there's no empathy.
That doesn't mean that crime is going to go way up, because most people don't cross the line between being a sociopath and actually
psychopath,
violently injuring someone. But the interesting thing about the narcissism thing is that there's a lot of narcissism in younger people. In other words, narcissism is kind of a flat thing. You have a certain number of people that are just narcissists, the way they're raised, I don't know, their brain works, whatever. But apparently, and when I read it, I was like, well, it makes total sense. You're taking a selfie every...
Hey there, the net.
You're taking a selfie all the time. You're posting everything about you.
Internet.
I mean, social media. The world is all about you. And
how about that internet? Isn't that crazy?
And I don't want my driver's license. I'm too busy documenting my life. Hmm. I mean, when you hear things like this, it makes sense. And that's what I thought was interesting about the addiction of fame and the fact that so many people now are getting quote-unquote famous. I mean, let's face it. If you have 50,000 followers, you probably think you're famous.
Wow.
I mean, don't you think? Is that accurate?
I think it's
very isn't
accurate.
That a fair number?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
50,000.
How about those girls that did the flashing at the World Series?
They got millions.
How much more? How many more did they pick up? Followers.
That's brilliant.
I mean, they are. They're killing it.
It's interesting to me because I have to. You said they're brilliant, Mark, and that's kind of what I said at first. It's like, wow, if you want to get a following, and they're really pretty, so they can be influencers virtually overnight. They're influencers. They can make money with their following.
Ready for the dumb argument that's come out of that?
What?
What about all these guys that take off their shirts at games?
I know.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah,
what? Boobs, really.
What about them?
I don't see women sending a picture of a shirtless guy to, 50 friends.
That dude has boobs.
Like some people in this room do. I won't say who, man.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, what?
I try. I try to give you a smile once in a while.
That sends me a pretty girl once in a while he sees on Instagram.
Well, these are the girls that are, like these surfer girls.
They're influencers. They're the people that influence you.
Nice. They're four surfing sisters in Hawaii.
Can we look at who you follow?
They are amazing.
Can we look at the whole list of people on Instagram?
I promise you won't do anything to the phone.
I promise.
All right, what do you want? Instagram?
Instagram. I just want to see who you follow.
I bet she's got some good follows on there.
Let's see. What the hell's Instagram?
I'm pretty confident. He's got some really good follows.
I promise. I swear.
Your word is nothing, but I'm handing you my phone.
I know it's
anyway.
Nothing, but I'm promising
it's nothing.
So these are all the people you follow, or is this just, can you see who you follow?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Just scroll up and you'll see the people I follow. Just scroll up that news feature.
Maz, when you said, yeah, it was separate birth at the drop that Brandon uses.
Follow the Detroit Lions.
Of which my favorite is, hey, butt out.
You follow
Fox
Sports Detroit, which I'm glad you did, or else we wouldn't see this spooky Halloween decoration they put on Instagram.
You butt out.
Who's Katie Fettig? Who's that?
That's Kate. She's a friend of ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Nick Costanica. Okay.
Where are the pretty girls?
They're pretty boring.
There's plenty.
Are you going to bump into them?
Oh, there's plenty.
Is that on a burner account you have or something?
No. That's the only one I have. No burner account. No burner account.
Oh, here's Anastasia Ashley.
Yeah, she's a surfer.
Whoa!
Surfer. She's a really cutie.
Thank God she put that picture out
there.
She's
a doll.
I had an amazing first day in Morocco.
Okay, there you go.
Love exploring this region. Hashtag visit Agadir.
Come on. Give me a break. Why follow her? You're part of the problem.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, he follows Antenna TV.
Of course.
Of course.
Anything old.
The MeTV network, which he spent way
too much time
talking about. Here's Holly Day's Coffee.
Her. Yep, that's the Coffee Sisters. There's four of them.
You butt out.
What are
one prettier than the next.
What are they?
They're all surfers, and they're all
pretty. What do they do?
They're the surfers, and they
With her giant boobs, and she's pulling up her sides of her swimsuit and robe.
There's four Coffee Sisters, one nicer, prettier than the other.
What do you get out of following that, though?
I just like to look at pretty women.
But, okay.
Sorry.
Do you have an Instagram, Mark?
No. I'm guilty.
God, no.
God, no. We got an Instagram.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Drew and Mike Show.
I don't have time, I don't have time for social media.
I think we got over 6,000 now.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yep. Yeah. Good job, Jen.
Jen also threw out a post that kind of celebrated that.
Lindsay Pellis, of course you follow Lindsay.
Of course.
Which, I mean, how else would you know that her Wild Wild West 2020
I showed Drew that picture. Show Drew that picture so he knows I showed him that one already.
Oh, yeah, I saw that picture. Hoo-wah.
I don't like any of their pictures. I just
Well, you have, like, the last couple.
No, I don't like them. No, oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Come on, Mark. Oh, you follow the Detroit Tigers. That's great. Rawr. Sarah Underwood. Sarah Jean Underwood.
Yeah, she was one of my favorite playmates.
Well, thank God, because she wrote, I thought of leaving Hawaii would be hard, but this is what I got to come home to. So, nah, I'm good. It's great to be home.
She's hot, man. She is hot.
She is. She's like a natural woman. Natural.
They're a dime a dozen.
I know they are.
Yeah, but she's done other things. Yeah. She was on Attack of the Show and, you know, various acting roles, The House Bunny, stuff like that. Accepted. Which is a great movie.
I don't have time for social media.
Had it.
Should we look at Maz's Twitter?
Yeah, look at my
Twitter. Oh, yeah, I'll pull that.
We haven't checked your Twitter in a while.
That's true.
I did have something come across my feed earlier today. I'm like, why is that on my feed? It's because you liked it.
Sorry, and I always apologize to Brandon for
doing that. Yeah, I'm so mad.
I have a show and tell today, just a short one.
What?
I have a short show and tell today.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Tom Mazoway's tweets and replies. You replied to Nick Castanica, Leslie is the best!
She is. Leslie at the Joe Louis Arena, now at Little Caesars Arena.
I'm glad Leslie...
Hey, Leslie, put a f***ing sock in it!
I'm not clear on what Leslie does.
Leslie is the chef for
the media, no one else knows who she is but media people.
So that's a real
relatable... Hey, Leslie, shut your fucking mouth!
That's a very relatable like.
I don't know what to tell you.
Why is Nick Consonica talking about Leslie?
He's the hockey writer?
Yeah, he's a hockey writer. So he was there. I think she had something reserved for, what's his name? What was the picture?
I don't know. I don't care.
She had like a little spot reserved for, I think, Ken Daniels. So he took a picture of it. Hey, look, Ken, she's got a spot saved for you or something like that.
Oh, so couldn't he have texted Ken Daniels instead of... having people like you like it, and then it ends up in our feed.
But that's what it's about, Drew. That's what social media is to be social.
So then we go, wait, who's this Leslie in Maz's feed?
All of a sudden, now people know who Leslie is.
Well, after you explain it, but
yeah, she's such a sweet
girl. Think of our confusion.
Damn it, Leslie, shut your
fucking mouth. Probably been with the Red Wings for 25, 30 years.
I love Leslie. I'm sure she's great.
She's a doll.
I just question.
Okay,
don't know.
Well, you don't want to
like
Adam Schefter, because today was the NFL trade deadline. Wrote trade. Rams are trading Aqib Talib and a 5th round pick to Miami for a future pick.
Tom
wrote, poor bastard. Why?
I was trying to go from the Rams to the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's
although he saves $560,000 in state taxes.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. Now where'd that come from?
How sad he's got to live in Miami.
Like that tweet?
I read it.
Oh,
I read it.
I'm jumping on board with these coffee sisters, man.
You are. You should. There's 4 of them, and they're all great.
Super 70 Sports.
That's my favorite.
Tweeted out, 4 out of 5 dentists recommend this Hartford Whalers toothbrush. And Tom wrote, does it play Brass Bonanza?
What?
Play Brass Bonanza.
Manz, are you reading the room when you're doing this?
Do you know what Brass Bonanza is?
Yes.
It was the song after the Whalers scored a goal. They would play this song.
It's a good tune.
The Hartford Whalers?
Hartford Whalers. You know they played in a mall, right?
A bit of a deep reference.
Played in a shopping mall.
I know.
I've been to a few of their games.
Gordie Howe was last on the Whalers, wasn't he?
Now, this one is interesting. This is Detroit Sports Media, and they wrote, DSM reporter Jason Ross with a report on former NBA MVP Derrick Rose prior to tonight's Pacers-Pistons matchup in Detroit.
Play this kid's report.
Tom wrote, well done, Jason. And my question for you is, what did he say in his report?
I like the way, this is a kid.
What did he say in his report?
Wait. It's Detroit sports broadcasters. So it's young up-and-covers becoming broadcasters. Now, I thought of you right away. You probably would say this kid is a voice pusher. But I think he has a good voice.
Into the playoffs this season, so we'll see.
Sounds like
if the former MVP can continue to produce MVP-like performances here in his new home at Little Caesars Arena. For DetroitSportsMedia.com, I'm Jason Ross, Jr.
What's Detroit's, I'm not sure what this
Detroit
is.
Detroit Sports Broadcasters Association. You pay to, you know, you're part of the
I won the scholarship.
Oh.
Remember Brandon won a scholarship?
Yeah, okay. So they have a network?
Yeah.
Ian Rappaport wrote about how the Redskins were open to dealing Trent Williams. And Tom wrote, hello, Lions!
They need offensive linemen.
So,
do you think it was a realistic comment?
Of course not.
Okay. Wrong.
Of course not.
Okay. I want to see what your likes are. Let me go to your likes.
Oh, not the likes.
Oh, boy.
Please.
You like,
this is what stuffs the feed up, is all his likes.
I'm sorry.
I like some of them.
You like the Red Wing one. Sticks out for Logan and Briggs. Those are the two kids.
The two kids that died in a Grosse Pointe fire.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst story. Oh, and they call their mother.
And they were going to school late that day because it was a late, go to school late on a Monday. I mean, that's so sad.
I was horrified enough reading the story. Two kids, 9 and 11, dying in a fire. But then the fact that the mom had to run some errands. Oh. And, you know, you'd think you're okay leaving. I mean, for an hour? 9, 11 years? How much trouble can they get into? And
leave a five-year-old.
Fire starts.
Probably wasn't their fault. Probably something left on the stove or something. And
I know.
Say it probably started in the kitchen.
I don't know. I don't know what the cause was. But they called her.
Jay Daniel tweeted out, Mets pitcher Tom Seaver wins his second Cy Young Award and wears a fantastic suit for the photo shoot.
See, I do like some of that stuff because you do this super 70s sports or whatever. Yeah. So sometimes I come across, well, I'm just saying, sometimes when I cross those, I do like them. But then it's all the Seinfeld stuff. Sometimes it's a little too much.
I get it.
He liked a tweet from Nick Costanica that says, Leslie has everything ready for Ken Holland like he never left Detroit.
That's what we talked about already. Thanks for listening to yourself on the podcast.
I brought it up again.
And the Brady Bunch stuff is a little.
Oh, I love the Bradys.
But. Check out the new profile.
Oh, yeah, here's a Seinfeld.
Who's that, Brandon?
That's Laura.
Oh.
Yeah. He liked her.
Oh, who listens to podcasts?
Yeah.
What's she doing there?
What's
she doing up there?
She's an actress, so that's probably one of her scenes.
Yeah. It's a good picture.
She's very dolled up.
Yeah. She is.
I think she knows her strength.
Is she extra-ing in that shot?
Yes, she's an extra-ing.
I wonder what she's extra-ing in.
Tom liked a joke by Ken Kell.
Yeah, it was a good joke. Redrew the joke.
I'm ready.
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
I give up.
Because he had no guts. LOL.
By the way, Drew.
Man, you're still laughing
week.
At the joke.
Happy birthday week.
I don't have a birthday week.
It's your mother. It's small for your mother. Your mother had you this week.
No. My mom didn't know she was pregnant. She just had me in the bathroom.
Mom and your dad were like, wow, we're going to
barely survived.
Happy birthday.
She had me on the 31st, and she didn't even know she was pregnant.
That's
crazy.
God bless you.
So no birthday week.
Well, good, man. Enjoy it.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
I know Maz before the show says, happy birthday week. And I was like, I don't have a birthday week. No. And then Maz said, no, I'm thinking about your mother because she was thinking about having you around this time. And I'm like, no. I don't have a birthday week.
Why don't you wish him, like, happy birthday gestation period?
Okay, that's not a bad idea. I do love October.
10 months.
I'm so sad October's almost done.
I know. I like October, too.
The sporgy
some
month.
Some really nice days.
It's the best. What a
hey,
great
but
fall
next
we've
month's
had.
November.
I know. Not as cool.
No.
But then it's December and it's Christmas.
I know.
Guess
my daughter
what?
Was born in November, man.
There'll be another October.
I do like November.
So is my wife. So there. Why do you hate November? Why do you
I don't
like?
Can you rank your months in
I
terms
can.
Of how much
yes,
you like
I
them?
I easily
go hot take.
Done this before?
No.
Hot take. Top 5 months. Go.
I can rank them right now.
Okay.
Hands down.
I'm psyched.
You ready?
Bring it.
October 1st is number one.
Number one.
All right.
Wow.
December would be number two.
Because of Christmas.
Because of Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, that time of the month, huh?
November would be number three.
What?
Yeah, November, because I like Thanksgiving and the Lions play on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I do like it.
Sounds so like someone's having their monthly.
So one day makes you like all those other days that are freezing and
well,
it's getting
still
cold.
Fall. It's still fall.
I'm shocked.
It's still
not
fall.
Really?
I'm shocked that the top 3 months would be months where your kids are in school.
I know. I'm giving you the best month. June would be next.
Okay.
Because it's get out of school time.
Because you like having the kids at home.
I do love having the kids at home.
Okay.
That's insane, but go ahead.
Most people, though, you're working, so you're not really with them that much more because you got a job.
I know, but that doesn't matter. I like that. I know that they're home, and they're happy and playing and doing all kinds of stuff.
As opposed to being happy and playing at school and
you
learning?
You like them learning?
I like April is the fifth month because of spring training. April comes, spring training's done, baseball starts. Spring
seems
is starting.
Kind of a shallow list
playoffs.
To me.
It is, yeah.
Because you like October because of all the sporgies, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But then you like April because opening day, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's much.
It's April in the D, that magical month when the Pistons, Red Wings, and the Tigers are all playing at the same time.
I give you credit for not putting your birthday month
I have
list.
February as number six, my birthday month.
And Valentine's
you,
Day.
You, that's all you care about.
And it's got President's Week, President's Day. I love
that's
Lincoln
true.
And Washington.
Keep going. I want to hear the order of the months. So
okay, then I like the summer months. I do like July and August because we're off basically. You know, it's summer.
Oh, you're off for the summer.
Well, the kids.
Are you teaching this year?
Sometimes I take off.
Oh, summer of Mass. That's true. Summer of Mass.
All right. Then you get into the months I really despise. I'm sorry, Mark. I despise Mark's birthday month.
Oh, and Martin Luther King's. You racist.
I do like Martin Luther King. January 19th.
January's a rough month.
But it is a rough month.
Yeah.
And September,
it's a great month.
Although we have a ton of birthdays.
It's a brand new year.
The Mazzaway family.
Everything's new.
Lots of birthdays. My dad will be 93 this year.
You don't like September?
No, because you go back to school.
That's the best.
You're not in school.
My stomach turns.
Wait, that's the return of
September.
The child in you?
Football, too.
I know.
Is this the child in you, Tom?
It is. It'll always be with me. I feel terrible for kids.
I have to admit, when I see the back to school stuff in August, I go, back to school.
Yes.
It does. It hits me. I don't know why.
You know what? That's because you don't have kids.
No, it's because I remember when I used to see that as a kid and be like, back to school.
You guys really hate school. You guys really hated school that much.
Well, I liked summer. I was, you know, playing ball.
Yeah, everyone likes summer.
I feel bad that May and March, I forgot to put them in. I like May and March, too. Put them in like
the
top seven.
You just hate January.
Yeah, basically.
You hate Martin Luther King Jr.
No, I do
and
love
September.
Yeah, January and September are probably least two favorite months.
So you love why do you love Martin Luther King Jr.?
I just think he was a great man.
Wait. Where does March fall in here?
Can you write a biography?
March and May are in like the top seven. They're in the top seven.
Okay.
Now rank your years. Go.
1962.
Days of the week. Go.
1968. Days of the week, I like Thursday and Friday are my top two favorite days. And Saturday. Thursday, Friday,
How is
Saturday.
Saturday not everyone's number one?
Because I like Thursday and Friday because you look forward to Saturday.
Wow.
Then why don't you like January? Look forward to spring.
That's because February is right around the block.
Maz, what would you say, Martin Luther, if you had to name Martin Luther King's the three most influential things he did that make you like him so much, what would they be?
I do love that he stepped up against the segregation. That would be number one, number two, and number three.
Wasn't he more about civil rights?
Yeah, civil rights. Segregation. Civil rights. The whole shebang.
Okay. Okay. The and then thing. Number two?
I just thought he was an elegant speaker.
I thought for certain you would say, well, we get a day off.
Man, that was really good and elegant.
Oh, I love
the last time
bonanza.
You said elegant on the show?
I think it's the first time. I think it's the first time.
And number three?
The third reason? I think he was that, he was a good-looking man.
Banged a lot of chicks. You could have used that.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to seem like one of those guys.
He presided over a rape, though.
Did he?
Well, that's what came out in this book. Wasn't that last year?
Yeah, they were trying to shit all over him.
And I think he had said he was... Wait, see, I forgot what he was doing. I don't know, whatever.
He hadn't laughed.
It's just amazing. People are dead 50 years and then you know this thing comes out.
Right.
You know, his thing with LBJ and Kennedy and who's the FBI
but
guy?
But that's what I hate about
the cancel
culture is you know, people can do great things and then they try to just destroy everything about them because of something that was silly and...
Like OJ.
Exactly.
I know, I think people really like, there's two things in cancel culture. People like that someone's paying for what they did, even though they're paying, basically giving up their life almost.
Well, it used to be we'd love to see people fail, but then rebuild themselves back up. Now you're not even allowed to rebuild yourself back up.
Well, yeah, people like the total cancellation of someone. They said something I don't like.
Pretty sad.
And then the other thing people love doing now is tattletaling, which was always, even when I was a kid,
that's
it was like,
Sarah,
terrible.
Again.
It's horrible.
I think even parents would say, you're being kind of a tattletale if you're telling on your brother, or your sister or something. Yep. And now it seems that adults love telling on other adults.
Really? You know,
Oh, my God. On social media and you know, somebody's racist tweets. See, I tweeted this 8 years ago.
And this has to be said because I get this on the boner line quite a bit. Tattletaling and the whole no snitching thing are two completely different things, so please don't.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mean when someone commits a crime.
Exactly.
When someone murders someone, that's cooperating. Yeah. I don't think that's tattling.
Unless it's your friend, you know, and you promised him that you would never say anything.
So your promise is
worth more than, murder.
Murder.
If you murder someone, I might turn you in.
Yeah.
I might have to.
That sucks.
Well, you're going to get nailed anyway.
Yeah, but eventually. why should you put into it?
Why should you put into it?
Yeah, why should you? You know,
why did you murder the person? Why did you not murder the person and put me in that position?
Yeah, but I'm your friend, man.
Yeah, but you murdered somebody.
You murdered
me.
Like
murderers.
I was his friend too, and I'm dead now.
Just because you forgive OJ doesn't mean I'm going to forgive you.
Ludicrous.
Get us out of here, Brandon.
Well, we got to see what's in that bag first.
What's in the bag?
Oh,
sing it, Drew.
Borderline too.
Come on, Drew.
What's in the bag?
Tell me.
All right.
The same way.
My buddy found me this in his collection, this Batman record album.
Now, this seems more directed at yourself.
Look at me. I'm looking for the trash can.
It's like something that you would really enjoy and maybe not so much everybody else.
How great is this? Huh? Batman record?
It's a Batman album.
Isn't that great? I've never played it.
What tracks are on there?
I bet you this one.
Looks like
the Bat Toosie's got to be on
side
there, right?
One, Stacked Cards by Joey Lapidos. The
How Stacked Cards Go?
I don't know. The Scarecrow's Mirage by Nelson Bridwell, E. Nelson Bridwell. Then Challenge of the Catwoman and If Music Be the Food of Death. That's it. There's four songs on the entire
stacked
album.
Stacked Cards by who?
Sounds great.
That's it. It's just
is the Batman theme song on?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
What is Stacked Cards?
It wouldn't say Batman
player
theme
out.
Song.
We should have took your record player out.
Stacked Cards is played by who?
Stack Cards are played by Joey Lapidos, Lapidos.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway, I just thought it was a pretty cool thing. What do you think, Drew? 1975.
Well, I'm always interested in old albums. I don't know why.
Albums?
Not, well.
This is what it is.
That is some cool music.
It looks like they're spoken word. They're about 10 to 15 minute songs.
Where did this come from?
A buddy of mine, my friend Skip, went through his record albums.
You know, and he gave it to you?
Well, that's so cool. Instead of throwing it out, he gave it to you.
Stupid present.
That's consistent with your policy.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I thought so. Lovely. You want to take a picture of it, Joey? Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah. You want to hit the Hall Financial Hotline is shutting down, but don't forget to hit them up for a refi if you want to save money. If you don't want to save money, do not go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or click the link on our website. Or call them at 248-308-5000. Boner line coming up.
Actually, I played it at the end of yesterday's
episode. Oh, you did play at the end of yesterday. Yeah. That's right. I left and I didn't hear it. What were people saying on the boner line?
Really, really good.
I don't even remember.
There was something we needed to respond to, but I can't remember what that was.
Oh, it was probably the store.
The store, yeah. No, we're working on new stuff for the store. There will be, hopefully by Thanksgiving, new stuff up there.
Oh, yeah, good.
For all your Christmas shopping.
Black Friday.
It'll be a Black Friday special.
God, it's coming up.
Believe me, I know.
We should just open up a small kiosk in the airport, too.
That would be nice.
Yeah, Drew's, for the airport shoppers.
Drew's favorite things in the airport.
You want to work it, Tom?
I'll be in charge of it.
Yeah. Well, you'll be there shopping anyway.
Yeah, he would leave the stand.
Yeah, to browse around.
Shopping, yeah.
To look at the magazines.
Got to go to Brookstone.
What's Brookstone?
That's where you those fancy chairs you sit in and those massage things.
Why do they have those at the airport? People buy those at the airport?
I don't know.
Or do you pay to just use them there? I don't know.
Not sure. I haven't gone in a while. I got to reach
out. Imagine buying a chair at the airport. I guess you can, Maz.
Okay. What the hell?
If there was like a betting sale at the airport, would you go lay in the mattresses and maybe pick one up?
I feel like Tom's going to turn into Tom Hanks in The Terminal. Just start living at the airport.
At the airport, they got those push cart things. You could put the thing on there, push them out to the tram.
Food.
And
love
the tram.
The food.
The tram.
Just
tram.
Move in there like Tom Hanks did.
You could ride the tram all night.
I would.
Wow.
I dig it.
I agree.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Happy birthday, Drew.
That is pretty cool
days.
That everything he wants is at the airport.
There, yeah.
How cool is that?
It's all there.
All right. Have a good little see you tomorrow.
Son of a twitch, there's only one thing to do the job.
Hi, I'm inventor Richard Heaney. If you itch like a son of a twitch, then you need my latest invention, the patent-pending bear scratch. Check it out. You never walk out in the woods and see a bear bring off a branch to scratch his back? No, he uses the entire tree. Order it at bearscratch.com. The secret is in this natural textured wood and all these tiny knots. It gives you a deep, deep, penetrating scratching. Oh, man, this thing feels good. This thing's strong. Oh. Oh, God. Now that's a bear scratch! That is a bear scratch! Ah! I'm telling you, man, that's what I'm talking about. One move for a 36-inch groove. Keep on thatching for a full scratching. Bear scratch is so easy. You just stick, screw, sway, and scratch. Go ahead, ask someone to scratch your back. It's always the wrong spot. Not with bear scratch, you get the exact scratch where you want it. You can pay $7 for a lightweight back scratcher. I mean, come on, man, look at this. These bow, bend, and break, not bear scratch. It's 2.5 inches of thick present. Material. You can own your own bear scratch for only $19.99. Imagine paying $7 for that wimpy one or $19 for the heavy-duty one. I'll take the heavy-duty one any day of the week. It cleans up so easy because it's got a thick, hard gel coat. Just check out these super strong steel bear trap brackets. Can't find your back scratcher, huh? Well, there it is right there. That's bear scratch. Where is it? There it is. Where is it? It's right there. It's right here. Oh, yeah. Bear scratch. You can't lose it. Bear scratch is fun for the whole family. It makes a great gift. Let's make this the best deal in the whole world. Okay. Bear size my order. How about that? Bear size my order. You get 2 bear scratches for $29.99. That's a real good deal. Now, you can get yours at bearscratch.com. That's 1 bear scratch for $19.99, which is a great deal. Or you get 2 bear scratches for $29.99. They're both a great deal. Honey, I don't need you anymore. I can do it myself.
What a stupid present.